Gamers Haven Podcast presents Mutants and Masterminds 3rd Edition, Justice City United. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars Eric, Jeremy, Robin, and Tracy. GM by Ethan. In a world of superpowered intrigue, can four heroes trust one another while trying to make a difference? An alien threat, a complacent government, and a sinister villain are only some of the obstacles these four need to overcome in order to be some of the world's greatest heroes. Will they be legends, or will they be forgotten? Only time can tell. Justice City United.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Barbecue sauce. Now we're recording. We love the barbecue sauce. All right. Now, Andre can't be here tonight, so it's just the regular crew. And I told you guys in about 2 months' time when Noah is officially down here, he will be joining this game. So El Colibri will be become a regular.
We have very high standards when it comes to members of the irregulars. I'm not sure that
every superhero that shows up in Justice City gets to join.
Yes,
very exclusive club.
It's like whoa! Are you a superhero or a supervillain?
Little from Carl May.
Welcome aboard! You look trustworthy. Would you like to join us on our noble quest?
You look trustworthy.
And he just.
When I heard El Colibri was coming in for another show.
Whoa.
Still don't know who that is.
Alright, when we last left off, and today is August 25th, when we're recording, when we last left off, you guys had ran into an ambush set up by Foe, who apparently brought in some European hitters to teach you guys a lesson.
Yes.
About messing with the big brain.
Move them to the top of the list.
Yes. The big brain can be at the top of the list now. Long story short, you guys, at the end of the session last time, you guys world walked to Olympus to recuperate quickly. And prior to that, earlier in the evening, you did have a run in with Sylvester again, who's your new favorite nephew of
he's number
Max.
Two on the list.
Yeah, he was number one.
He was number one.
And then he got
two.
Down to number two.
It was, all in all, a bad day. Now, as far as days are concerned...
Scrag did the most damage in that whole fight.
It, like, puts up your name, and it looks kind of like a news broadcast where it gives you the person's...
Great.
This is Tracy Barnett from Chopper 64!
This is Tracy Barnett live from Ohio. Alright.
Get curb stomped.
Let's see. Alright. Because you had your meeting with Athena, then there was the attack on your headquarters. So I think now it. This all happened on Friday, April 29th.
Yeah, at the end of the session, the building collapsed.
Yes, yes. Several things happened at the end there. One of which was a big explosion, and then in the distance you saw Melworth Tower collapse.
And then we got our asses kicked.
And then you had your asses handed to you, and then you fled to Olympus.
I'm in the process of putting magical food down his throat, trying to keep him alive.
Yes.
Well, I thought the tower collapsed after the fight.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Eat this food! Eat this food!
We're in a fight and the tower collapsed.
Mm-hmm. The tower's not here. Towers elsewhere.
In a in some order, those things.
Feed me food. Yeah, I go into
seizures. When you get to Olympus, you have no cell service, but you do check. You have several voicemails, as apparently Detective Buckner has been trying to reach you all night. Basically that was the winding down of the day on Friday. Coming up tomorrow, of course, is the scheduled for the Foghat concert that was rescheduled.
Can we reschedule it again?
But you're basically coming into the next day of Saturday, April 30th. The next day is Sunday. Is actually the day of the dinner party. Is the party the Olympian dinner party?
Yay!
But obviously you have some pressing things going on elsewhere, because apparently if you leave for a day, the whole city might explode. Because you've only been heroes for, 3 weeks.
No, it might be better for us to leave. Yes.
It turns out when we stay, parts of the city explode. It's just when we leave, more parts of the city explode.
Actually,
so
weeks.
Really, it's better off.
It's only been about 2 weeks of you being superheroes. And, yeah. So things were quiet.
So what you're saying is we haven't even gotten our first paycheck yet.
No. Paycheck?
We don't get paid.
Get paid? I should talk to Max about that.
After my medical leave, I'm going to have to go back to work.
Yeah. To your data entry job, which we did figure out. I did figure out with your quickness, I put it on there, that something that normally takes someone 8 hours takes you 6 seconds.
Which
so, like, you finish your work in 6 seconds.
You would have to...
Depending on the speed of the computer.
I was going to say, you might actually end up hitting something there that, like, yes. You can't work that fast because the computer...
You run into that a lot. Because did you see what I...
Keep up with me.
Yeah. I figured out what your top speed is akin to.
Yeah.
Like, the speed that galaxies move.
And solar winds are in black holes. Nice.
The smallest black hole that was discovered has solar winds that are 2 million miles an hour, which is how fast you can move. And as far as your top speed, you don't really know that you can go 2 million miles an hour because you can't go that fast technically on Earth, because you'd fly off into space probably.
Yeah.
So you're pretty sure you can go faster. It's just...
Yeah.
You'd rather not go into space. At least right now.
I know I can go much faster than I do, but I would rather not go off into space, and I'd rather also not, like, destroy half the planet doing it.
Well, that, and they'll fire the whole, all the other data entry people. Like, all, 500, 600 people, they'll be like, well, we don't need them.
It's okay, but you're on the short chair, you're on the family medical, the Canadian equivalent of the FMLA.
Yeah.
Because of your whole sister, so... Cerberus. You haven't had to deal with work.
Cerberus
and won't have to deal with work technically for another, I think, week or two, depending on when you want to go back. I think say it's a 4 week. He got 4 weeks off.
He's still trying to get back, correct?
But knowing how this game goes, that'll be another 2 years.
What do you mean? I'm not dead.
Half the city will be destroyed or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I would have to go back to work because my work is destroyed.
Your work is on the moon.
Well, if this was America, it wouldn't have gone through yet, so I'd probably still be
I'm taking my vacation now.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Canada.
That's true. You're probably still getting it.
Your FMLA is
12
weeks.
It'll be another 3 months before they cancel it.
I don't know. Ask for all the money. I would assume it's probably 12 weeks. So, it's not something that's a pressing concern.
Though, to put it in, multi-millions and have him be, collecting money off of, some freaking, I don't know.
You know that what he actually did is he took the money and he buried it somewhere.
Yeah!
He buried it in a hole, and he may not even remember where it is.
Occasionally he just goes, wait.
Aha!
How much is that gold coin worth?
A lot.
I don't know, I think the gold museum.
You have several caches,
not gold,
buried around the world. Like, Blackbeard gold? Oh no, I found it.
Archaeologists just find them.
It's like, we found these Egyptian artifacts in Detroit, buried in this Indian burial ground. What's that all about?
Hey, oh my God. That was mine.
This revolutionizes our idea. We had no idea the Egyptians traveled so far. This redefines everything.
Huh.
Dang it, I was saving that.
Hey, that's my stuff.
Oh, well.
Cerberus just, like, looks off in the distance one day and goes, God damn it. Fucking archaeologists. Always digging up my stuff. All right.
I more like the idea that in theory you're really, really wealthy. You've just buried it in so many places that you don't remember where it is.
I don't think
anymore.
He has any concept of the whole wealth thing.
No, he just does what he wants.
So, like, what? I want.
And what I also like is occasionally you'll take some kind of valuable thing, valuable to you, or mm-hmm. valuable, better yet, to Blue Streak, and bury it.
It's safe that
for
way.
For safekeeping.
All over the city.
Bring back my sister's car monitor!
It's probably in Greece.
It's fine.
Teleport 4 miles on move action, so just... It's safe here.
Buried on Olympus somewhere now.
It's fine.
And now I know Crypt, so he can take me to various cities, too.
You don't know. It's another dimension, so...
Well, I'm here.
Yeah,
Am I awake yet?
No, you're not awake yet, because I believe at the end of the enemy encounter last time, it was you and Crimson Bolt were unconscious.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're up because you regenerate, and you're up because you didn't get hit.
Does Olympus have...
I did, but they just pretty much stunned. They knocked me down, yeah. But I wasn't unconscious.
Does Olympus have healing waters?
Healing waters?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I will go get some.
Okay. You have to go to the Shrine Maidens, you know. The Shrine Maidens, they're wearing... tank tops and short shorts today.
Where's
Medic? I am wounded! And I'll just throw them in there.
Just throw them in. Throw them into...
into the shrine.
Into the shrine.
All beat up, all bloody.
We take out 3 shrine maidens.
Am I even on Olympus?
Yeah, but for ease sake, he came back and collected everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be standing at a corner. I'd just be like...
Because I do know the last thing that happened was the tower collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
You might be the only one who saw it.
I'm unconscious.
That is possible.
He's not breathing!
Punch, punch, punch,
it's
punch,
true, I'm
punch.
Not breathing.
He never breathes.
Yeah, I'm still punching him in the chest.
Okay.
Pour water down
the chest! You take them to one of the shrines, and they immediately take Grip and take Crimson Bolt and then lay them out on some marble benches. Some more shrine maidens come out with little pillows and they put them underneath their heads, and then they there's a flurry of activity, and then they're there with pitchers of wine.
They did this because they poured it down your throat and you kept getting sick. And they pour down your throat and you get sick
yes.
again.
And so they start... They basically prop open various orifices and pour it in.
It turns out that no matter what orifice it goes in, it comes back out.
So we'll start
rather with, forcefully, I might add.
We'll start with Grip. And Grip. So 10, 15, 20, 25. You actually heal 4 conditions.
Okay.
So like 4 bruised conditions or 4 or your worst conditions on down, etc. So like
so
incapacitated.
You're unconscious.
Yes.
With like game bruises.
Yes. So you are achy, but there's this sweet your vision sort of clears, and there's this very beautiful dark-haired woman wearing a very tight. Basically, it's like a Hooters waitress. Who is sitting there with a pitcher. Yeah, she looks like a Hooters waitress. Sitting with a pitcher full of this red stuff and a funnel. And has just finished pouring stuff down your throat. She goes...
Boobs.
Yep. How you feeling?
Where am I?
Olympus. You want another drink? She stuffs the funnel back in your mouth and pours.
Do I feel weak?
You heal another 4 levels. So 4 of your bruises heal up.
Oh.
Yeah, your head starts to really clear up.
Alright,
this is not what happens at all when I drink wine.
Grip unconscious and angry.
Now he's conscious and you're give me, go ahead and give me a you're immune to, are you immune to poison?
Let me see
the side effects.
Absolutely not.
Okay, give me a fortitude save.
Yes.
Okay. You're feeling kind of tipsy. You got a buzz going now. You've had these before, you know. You're not sure whether it's because you're on Olympus or it's this stuff she's driving down your throat. It's very sweet tasting, whatever it is. And like I said, your head's starting to clear and sort of looking around, you're lying on a looks to be a marble bench in a old Greek style marble marble columned shrine temple, basically.
For shrine maidens, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not feeling anything draining away from me. Feeling I felt when Cerberus took me out of the city.
No, you're not.
Okay, because that was scary.
Yes, you're feeling fine, and you look around. And are you guys in the shrine?
Yeah.
Down
my throat again, I look over and see Crimson Bolt. I say, "Oh wait, try him."
Well, there's another one actually sitting with him. We'll get to him in a second.
Come here.
You will look around and you will see Blue Streak and Cerberus and Kors is sitting there. Kors is actually standing there talking to Ray the Alien. Is standing there in the bathrobe, chatting with him. But you will look over and there's Cerberus, there's Blue Streak. Meanwhile, over at Crimson Bolt's bench. First thing is first. You heal. You only heal two.
Okay.
Conditions.
All right.
Which should kick you into consciousness at the very least.
Probably up to, we'll say either staggered or dazed. I'm not sure which.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be at dazed at this point.
Okay.
And as your eyes sort of flutter awake as you start...
My eyes flutter awake as I start to go into seizures, probably.
Yes. Yeah, the first thing you see is the Hooters waitress. And you're like,
boobies!
And there's that moment of confusion as you're like,
they took me to
I'm
Hooters?
I was dying and they took me to a Hooters. And then you start... You sort of realize there's this funny feeling, and it's stuff inside your stomach.
I don't feel so good.
So yeah, he starts convulsing.
Oh God, give him some more! It's not working!
Several shrine maidens run over and start holding him down, and then, of course they run. They've got, their clothes seem to be like two sizes too tight on them. So they run over to
Which
him.
Which temple are we in?
Doesn't matter. It's still Olympus. Trust me, this is Olympus, and Zeus is in charge. Now, they run over. One of them wheels over a... several of them put the pitchers down. One of them wheels over a keg with a hose.
No!
I was going to say, I'm not sure who knows this. Because I'm not I know this hasn't happened, and I don't know if I've actually told anyone.
No, but we know you don't eat.
Yeah, you know I've never eaten anything.
I just know he's never eaten anything.
Yeah, at least you've never seen me eat anything.
Yeah, so I think he probably is creepy and it's like
really
he's shy.
Right now, I mean, they shove some down Grip's throat and he seems to be doing okay.
I jump on his chest to hold him down.
So they're shoving some down his throat and he's going crazy. So it's either this stuff or something that you know, Dr. Decay did or something like that.
We'll see what happens when they put more in it.
Okay.
I'll jump on his chest to hold him down.
The other thing that you need to answer is whether or not I still have my costume on. Because my costume was basically full coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they may have taken the at least the helmet, or not helmet off.
The hood part. The cowl off, basically.
If they take the...
the hood.
If they took the hood off, that will be important to me later.
Okay. Will they have... taken off the hood.
Yeah. And so. You get the horrible burn.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't see who don't know, I mean, what does his face look like?
Do you remember
the Shrine Maidens don't seem really fazed by this, by the way. So
do you remember Spawn? The way Spawn looked?
Huh.
Yeah.
Pretty much that.
Vat of acid.
Okay.
Basically he looks like he's been barbecued and has never recovered.
I've actually seen your face before because of when we fought Mr. X and you flipped out. It got all torn up. I've never seen the full face though. That's probably gotta be an extra special effect.
Oh yeah.
But it's bad.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that the Shrine Maidens had started to do was actually put some balm on your face. Because they're like, here's the...
Oh, dear!
And then this going on, and now they start trying to
hold him down.
Cerberus comes over, goes thunk, holds him down, and then they basically put this, put the tube in it down your throat, and lift up the keg, and turn it on.
Okay.
That's three more conditions.
Okay. We'll say I'm looking probably pretty bruised right about now, and that's probably about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the specifics here say that it makes me physically ill and incapacitates me entirely until the food is out of my system.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I'm not incapacitated, but I am incapacitated.
He stops moving. Hold there for a few seconds. You heal another three levels.
That's good.
You're still incapacitated. Because that's not damage now.
Huh.
Essentially, they pump enough of this stuff in you that your damage conditions all go away. Now, if you guys are damaged, they actually, you know, will come up with cups of wine. They'll shove one in your hand anyway. And actually, they'll come out with trays with some buffalo wings.
I'll eat the buffalo wings.
They're actually around this place. There's like those standing cocktail tables, like at a Hooters, you know, that have the high chair things.
Screw it! After what we've been,
couple of them come out on their own roller skates.
Yeah.
God. Whatever.
Oh no. So another minute or so goes by, and they've got you guys patched up, and they unsnake the keg from his bowels.
you know that
tube went that far down.
God, yeah, they just kept shoving it down too. They're just like,
oh my god,
there we go.
How much? Oh Jesus.
Yes, his belly's kind of distended.
He'll be fine. Anybody have a blanket?
Yeah.
We need to get him up and get out of here because Melworth Tower blew up and fell down. We can't stay here.
I'm just lounging on my temple.
One of them's giving you a massage, and they have a plate of buffalo wings.
Oh, yes.
We do not have time for this.
One of them brings out some chicken strips and some onion rings.
We'll be back here on Sunday, okay?
They won't serve onion rings. Then.
The onion rings are on special today.
My mister is back there. I don't even want to. No, this is
good. We earned this.
Melworth Tower collapsed!
That sucks.
We have to go back!
There's now a milkshake in your hand. One of them goes
for the other. I'm still eating and drinking.
Oh, no. It'll still be collapsed when we get there.
Is he doing anything?
He's not moving at all. There's a few Shrine Maidens over next to him. They look very perplexed. They're like, usually that works.
Covered in barbecue sauce all over my face.
Is his stomach really distended?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to walk over.
Put half a keg into him.
I'm going to walk over and I'm going to push down on his stomach really hard and see what happens.
Give me a fortitude save.
Oh, that's one mic. Yeah, that's fine. No problem. A fortitude save is one. I can do this. 7.
This horrible, I mean, it's this reddish, yellowish, gooey, nasty stuff comes expelling out of his nose and mouth. So he's completely his stomach is just convulsing, convulsively, like pushing everything out. There's a nasty
been in
smell.
That long, and it shouldn't smell that bad.
What did that guy do to him?
Oh,
And there's a bad smell now down the two.
You're probably never getting that out. I'm just saying.
They sort of put their hands up and stagger back a little bit, going, ew.
Do we have any Febreze? Like,
but I'm going to move over to the side, and I'm going to try to...
One wheels out with
I'm going to try to move him over on his side without trying to touch it as little as possible.
And it's stomach acid, and, you know, he's like, completely emptying his stomach contents.
This is alcohol.
And it's coming out both ends.
Oh, God.
So the smell's getting pretty awful.
Can we have, like,
it's
some...
It's just pooling in the suit, because it's not like there's a... Uh-huh. It's not like there's an escape hatch back there. Unless... Melworth.
The maidens snap to attention. There's a big flurry of activity as several of them are roller skating around, and several come out with mops and start mopping things up, almost as if, you know, this is all just, you know, regular hat for them. So one of them comes over and starts petting one. It's okay. And petting his scabby bald head.
I think he's going to pop out the other end.
Then several others come in, and they've got they've got medical scissors, and they start cutting his costume and removing things. And, well, yes, his whole body looks like that.
Yeah. It turns out the head is the nice part.
Nom, 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 nom.
Jesus, son, right?
There's a plate in front of you now. Yeah, smell's getting kind of awful. A couple of them come by, and they're like, three of them roll by, each of them with Lysol and Febreze in each hand, going.
I'm gonna wait outside because I really don't think he'd want us to see him like this.
That's all right. This is a medical facility.
Yeah.
And one of them prances away.
They're all doctors.
Well, he may not want me to see him that way, or Cerberus to see him that way.
Oh, that's fine.
I'll be outside. Come with me.
All right, Grip, come on.
All right.
If he doesn't get up, I will go and I'll, like, pick him up and lead him outside.
Come on, Grip.
Grip, someone's picking you up.
All you have to do is grab the the food.
Yeah.
Hey!
I'll grab the food. I'll use it to lead him outside.
All right, so Grip is being led outside by Tasty Room of Food.
Hey, my chicken wings!
Well, one of the Shrine Maidens is rolling next to you with a tray of the chicken wings and the nachos now.
Extra jalapenos.
And you guys go outside. Into the long colonnade, which is mainly the garden, the Olympian garden with the big reflecting pool in the middle. And when I'm talking reflecting pool, it's like the reflecting pool in front of the Washington Monument reflecting pool. It's this big, big, big promenade area.
Chicken wing.
And you guys go out there while you hear from inside, you hear various sloshing sounds. I'm pretty sure a hose is on now. And...
Well, can we get more in here? That's all the bad stuff's out here. Have some more.
You know, if the tower is collapsed, we can't get him a spare costume.
Barbecue sauce. Tasty.
Yeah, more shrine maidens come wheeling out with more food for you guys.
You're right, we need clothes. I'm just
what happened to you being concerned about the city?
Hey! I've got food and wine, and no one is trying to kill me!
How long do you think that's gonna last?
As long as I can make it last.
Great. We need to get out of here.
That's gonna be difficult.
Why?
Because. I'm the only one who can get us out of here. Or you can walk.
Yeah. You need to get us out of here as soon as Crimson Bolt is awake.
Yep. Need a costume first. So, let's go to that temple and see what kind of clothing they have. And we'll go to that temple.
Or we could go find Melworth, since he's up here.
He is.
I don't even think I need to eat now. It has tasted so good.
You could.
And yeah, you're
probably make a
your mental link is back
because
you're
seconds.
On Olympus now.
Toga. Toga. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to ask. I'm going to ask Melworth. Do you have a.
Oh, hey, guys.
Do you have a few minutes free?
Oh. You guys are early?
No. We just got our asses kicked.
Yeah, I can take a few minutes. We're busy. You wouldn't know how hard it is to weave golden fleece. It's not easy.
Crimson Bolt's entire costume has been destroyed.
Oh, so new costumes! Excellent.
Yeah, we need a new one so we can get him home.
I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Possibly a mask.
Where are you anyway?
We're next to.
The Reflecting Pool.
And Hooters.
Oh! Yeah. They got good nachos. Anyway. I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Melworth probably does know, because mm-hmm. we have a history, so he probably does know about me and food.
Alright.
And now we all do.
Or you will.
About 2 minutes go by, and a Pegasus lands with Melworth on the back. Melworth dismounts from the Pegasus. Now, the Pegasus does look like it has rhinestones glued on it.
He glued rhinestones on the Pegasus.
I made it better. Hello, superheroes. So what happened? Where's Where are you? Where is it?
I'm sure he can smell me.
Oh, no. They didn't.
Did what?
They fed him, didn't they?
They used a hose to pump wine down into his stomach.
Oh.
Chicken
yeah,
wing?
The feeding, not... He can't eat.
No anything. Chicken wing?
Chicken wing. I can eat that.
But
it smells like
he was unconscious, so I pushed on his stomach, and then it just all started to come out from both ends, and his costume is—it's gone. It's
alrighty. Finished. Well, I can make him a new costume, no problem. Whew.
Yeah.
So what happened? Oh, hi, Grip.
Hey.
They're doing pretty good, actually. They've got great sewing machines up here.
They've got great food, too.
I know.
We got jump by foe. They wanted to kick our asses. We've been getting all up in their stuff. And now look, chicken wings.
I know.
Yeah, Big
just
Brain
gets better, doesn't it?
Hired some people to teach us a lesson, and we got overwhelmed, and were Grip and Crimson Bolt were not completely unconscious. Cerberus brought us here to heal them. They pumped wine or something down into Crimson Bolt's stomach, and they gave some to Grip. Grip is fine, although a little bit... Yeah.
He's drunk.
Oh, but Crimson Bolt... Yeah. And here we are.
Okie dokie. Well, as soon as they're done hosing him off and he's done expunging... I'll get his costume.
He's spraying
all
out
set
of all
up
his sorbs.
And you guys look kind of worse for wear. Would you like new costumes too?
No.
Even out of orifices?
As long as there are any rhinestones.
Come on.
No
just a little one.
I
one
want
rhinestone.
The same exact outfit
they
I have.
They are very aerodynamic.
I can make them aerodynamic.
Same exact outfit.
I've got some designs you could look at.
Exact outfit.
You know that whatever you make, as long as it's full coverage, Crimson Bolt will wear it. So go nuts on his. But no rhinestones, no sequin either.
Next time, you may want to put something in
the
back.
Nothing
just
shiny.
In case he gets something like a liquid.
Yeah, you might want to put in his sequin.
Maybe a zipper or buttons or something? Maybe a... I don't know.
He asked me to sew him into the last one. He never seemed to care about getting out of it before. He used to always complain when I put hatches and zippers and stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, fine. I'll get on your costumes. I'll take a little break. Enjoy the food. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Thank you, Melworth.
Oh yeah, clothes.
He's gonna let me dress him.
Yeah, you can dress Grim.
Yeah, go for it.
He hops onto his he hops back onto his horse, and the horse flies off, leaving a rainbow. Alright.
That's probably not the time to tell him about the tower, right?
No. I don't think we're ever going to tell him about the tower.
Eventually he's going to come home.
He'll find out on his own eventually.
He'll find out.
Sometimes the best way to find out something is on your own. I mean, look. We introduced him to the gods.
One of the shrine maidens...
And then destroyed his life.
Wheels on up.
Watch. Push. Roll.
She wiggles back up. Now, who wants dessert? Or would you like some cervezas? We have all the beer you need. We have all the beers in the world.
Shh. It never gets old! And they're so nice! You think they're kind of ditzy, but they're not.
Oh, Jesus, I need beer.
What would you like? We import, so we have them all.
It's a pretty big variety to choose from.
So, like a list?
Sometimes they want.
That would be a really long list. Just pick one.
Okay. She comes back. Hobgoblin ale. I just read it in grammar.
Okay. I don't care. I'll drink it. I don't care how nasty it is. I'll drink it.
Well, it's mostly liquid. It just has things floating in it.
That's close enough to... It's alcoholic. I'll drink it.
All right.
You're pretty sure you felt some of it wiggle going down.
Trying to find. Hey Tracy, can you email me that costume generator thing you made way back when? Do you still have it? Because I can't find it right now. Because that'll come in handy here in a minute.
Well, while they're drinking and expunging, I'm going to quickly go over to Demeter's temple and drop off Scrag.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go Demeter's.
Okay.
And then
As you get over there, you see the this is obviously where the dinner party is going to be happening.
Okay.
They have they've been decorating very, very lavishly in you don't know flowers, but lots and lots of strange exotic flowers seem to be growing out of various cracks and whatnot. And now there seem to be streamers that at first look, you think it's actually a trick of the light, but it's actually rainbows are sort of glittering around the top of the temple. There's actually a little weather system in here now, and there's this flurry of activity as all of her shrine maidens, who don't look like Hooters waitresses, they look much more traditional. They're in the dignified Greek garb and walking around. They're basically just going crazy decorating the place. You look around, and one of the shrine maidens does come up to you and goes, "How can I help you in this sacred place?"
Yeah.
Oh, Cerberus, I'm sorry. How are you doing?
That's all right. This is my dog, Scrag.
Oh, what a lovely beast.
Yes, we just got our rumps kicked by some evil individuals, and I don't really feel safe keeping my dog in the mortal realm for now, so I would like to have you keep him here for a while.
He's scared of himself.
Alright, that would be fine. I believe probably a better place for him would be over in Artemis's forest.
Artemis.
She will take care of him.
I don't think she's going to hunt your dog.
Hydra.
I've been running with the pack in no time.
All right. Have a good day.
Now, I did hear that Hades is looking for a new dog again.
No. Olympus is sounding like a bad place for my dog.
Now wait, this is a mortal dog.
Right.
Ooh, we'd have to do something about that.
Alright. I'll start moseying on back, and I'll take a side trip to Athena's temple and go around back and dig something up.
Okay.
And then go over to Artemis's place.
Okay.
And see if they're there.
Artemis. Yes, Artemis is there. Basically, the instant you step into her domain, which is essentially like a game preserve. It's this big game preserve that's up here. You sort of step into her domain there, and she steps out from like behind a tree. And she's the athletic woman with dark hair, and she goes, "Cerberus,
don't shoot me."
All right. Are you here to join the hunt?
No. But
I was just about to deliver another batch to your hunt that's going on.
Oh yeah, you need more hydras. Anyway,
oh yes, we collect them. Hercules tends to beat on them, but Heracles, pardon me, tends to beat on them a bit. But I was just I delivered some griffins and I had a line on a nearly invulnerable lion. So
sweet.
The griffins fly. Wasn't she not supposed to bring me anything that flies?
Whatever.
I clip their wings.
Whatever is in service.
Sorry, I'm still out of it. I'm not even there.
Yes. So this is my dog Scrag.
Ah.
He needs a safe place. It happened.
All right.
He needs a safe place for a while.
He's misplaced it. He lost it in the pool. He lost it in the car.
And when I say a safe place, I mean also away from Hades.
Understandable.
But the mortal realm is not very safe right now.
All right.
So I would like him to stay here.
You're welcome to leave him here, and I will look after him.
All right. Good Scrag. He occasionally shoots things out of his eyeballs. He hasn't since we got here, but
very well. I'll put him with my other dogs.
All right. Voice Greg.
She whistles, and some other dogs sort of materialize out of various shadows and whatnot.
You'll be safe here. Huh?
It's Greg Nukes, one of them. Four. Ah.
Very well.
Well,
I see what
you
mean.
Keep this one.
Are you coming back for the party?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, then I will see you. I will see you there.
Yes, and then I'll head back.
Okay. Alrighty. You guys. He comes back, and by the time he gets back, Melworth has returned. Let's see. He comes back and he has the new costumes for you. So he actually has a shiny new costume that looks exactly like your current costume.
Yay!
For you, although you're pretty sure that there's some that it's not thread. It's not like regular thread in there. It's silver thread. But you know, he decided to embellish slightly. He comes back and he has the exact mirror of your outfit. It's like the same type of leather jacket and everything. I distressed it myself. He turns and he hands you hands looks over at Grip, who is still in a state of inebriation.
Hey, I've been wearing pretty much rags since everyone met him.
Yes, he hands you your main costume theme is a military outfit. Let me find the D12
with a construction worker and a
It's a Oh, this will be amusing. It's a provocative military outfit with heeled boots.
Woo! Crotchless.
Huh. Thanks for sharing, buddy. Thanks for sharing.
Before you really know it, several of them now are circling him on roller skates with sponges and buckets. And you've seen bikini car washes. Now this is a bikini grip wash. So they're basically scrubbing him down, getting behind his ears. That song starts playing.
Yeah.
They're circling him around and they're doing a little dance while they're scrubbing him down. And then they start dressing him.
Boom.
So
provocative military
high heel
grip.
Yep. That's what grip is wearing. Now he then reaches over and
my cell phone. I'm gonna take a picture. I wanna save that image forever.
Alrighty. Then he brings out for him a hot Caped Hero themed main costume with rivets. Its accoutrement is rivets. So it's okay. Riveted together.
It's all riveted together.
Uh-huh. Right?
That probably makes me happy.
and he hands it off to one of the maidens.
Okay.
And they take it inside. The stink is has since left. And you saw several of them with push brooms pushing what looks to be very nasty looking sludge outside.
You know they just push it off down. The side too.
Well, yeah.
People are like
they push it off the side of the clouds into the wide.
Whatever.
Wandering around, you know, this is Olympus. You know, you basically there's an edge to Olympus, and you look off, and it's basically clouds. It's like you're on when you're in a plane over long flat clouds. That's what it looks like. So it's like gorgeous blue sky and clouds, and you don't see the sun, but it's as if the sun is always up. So it's just very bright and nice looking. And you just go.
We get back, we'll hear about some plane accident. Vicious. Acidic substance came from God only knows where.
It ate its way to the Earth's core. All right, and a few minutes goes by, and you hear this wheeling, this sound as they have this they have a dolly, and they come wheeling him out on the strap to this dolly, tip him up, and he's in his new costume.
I said I was sorry about the damage.
Click, click.
Thank you.
They remove the Hannibal Lecter face mask thing that they had you on. Like, okay. And they hand you a beer. And a plate of chicken wings.
Thank you.
So,
And then they wheel that off. A couple of them roller skate around you and then spray you with these perfume. And it's those old perfume bottles. So it's the bottle and then the little bulb. And they go... and they do that in one quick circle. And then they roller skate back in. And then out of the ground comes the 72-inch plasma screen.
Yeah, okay.
And
I'm not eating this.
And it's showing footage from the Olympics.
What's the...
We need to go back.
Cerberus hands you this, like, chewed shoe from, like, this shoe you've been missing for, like, however long they've been together.
You vaguely remember this shoe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll have to throw it away like I threw the other one away years ago.
Right, what's going on?
We got our asses kicked.
Yeah, I know that.
Melworth Tower collapsed. There was an explosion, it collapsed, and we need to go back right now.
Yeah, okay.
We're not telling him that.
We gotta go back. We gotta go back.
Okay. We aren't telling Melworth yet.
Okay, I'm sure that'll end well.
Well, he's happy, we can tell him
it's true. We can tell him
after.
And he did excuse himself and got back on the winged horse and rainbowed away.
Yeah. I mean, we'll tell him, just... Not while he's making clothes for a goddess.
Yes. He was riding a winged horse, and it had rhinestones glued to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go back.
And it left a trail of rainbows.
And I'll see. I'll see if those guys are still there. If they aren't,
they were gone before you brought me here.
If they haven't come back, then I'll come back for you.
Just take us. Now.
Yeah, just take us. How much control do you have over where we land? Can you take us directly back to the tower?
Kor asked to stay. He'd like to talk to the alien Ray for a while.
That's fine. I don't even know how you got here.
You guys are coming back here anyway.
That's fine. I don't even know how you got here. Anyway,
see if you can't get him to... One second.
Ray waves at you.
One second. Kor, see if you can't get him to tell you why he wants to worship me.
Okay.
Also, you don't really feel the need to...
Nope.
Okay, good.
Why, do you get worshipped a lot?
Only by Ray.
Only by Ray?
Yeah. I really wish he wouldn't. Especially not within sight or around any gods, actual gods or goddesses.
Totally in front of Zeus.
I've read the myths. Those don't end well.
Totally in front of Zeus. Well, you can take 800 pounds.
Well, I'm only 135.
And you do look over at Grip. He's in a new costume.
Well, I'm getting tired now.
That is a bold statement, Grip. Bold.
He said he would wear it, so I
And the answer is yes, you have
crazy.
A riding crop.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't suppose there's any sort of magical, not drunk anymore, sober elixir.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Somewhere. Not here. Okay. Here you go. How much you guys weigh?
Yeah, you're
I'm
still.
I'm assuming as soon as I get back to the real world, I'm going to sober up instantly.
Yeah, you keep thinking that, buddy.
Well, that depends. Do you have actual life support?
I have immunity to aging, disease, sleep, starvation, thirst, and suffocation.
Okay, so no. All right.
I grabbed them.
Life support includes poison.
Yep. I grabbed them. In a big hug.
Yeah, 175 for me.
And I world walked.
Okay, so you world walked. Back to Justice City.
Yeah. I don't know if I can put us any specific place or goes exactly back. I don't know.
Generally, it goes right exactly back because it's not really teleportation. So you go back into basically where the street that you guys fled from. And,
but I can teleport 800 pounds, so I could teleport us immediately there.
Yeah. Well, you appear back on the material plane with everyone in tow, and there's still sort of the aftermath of what's going on. Actually, police and emergency vehicles have shown up and have started the cleanup. You're fairly certain, though, looking down the street, you remember that this was sort of an H-shaped intersection with buildings basically on all sides. But there's one line of buildings that is just now gone. And you look down, and they're still picking people up. There's emergency vehicles and fire trucks and paramedics, and they're actually fishing people out of rubble, or fishing people out of not really rubble, but fishing people out of what looks to be piles of furniture, clothing, things like that. What strikes you as odd about it is there's no actual like concrete, and it's not like a building collapsed. It's just as if the building vanished and everything fell. That was inside the building, including the people and their lazy boy chairs, their sofas, their kitchen, the kitchen sink, showers.
Put K and his girlfriend on that list.
And it's getting into the wee hours of the morning, so it's about sun's just coming up, about 6 a.m. at this point.
Yeah, we should have been
where
here.
The tower is.
Look towards where the tower is, and there's still that sort of haze of smoke. But you don't see a Melworth Tower over in that direction.
Yeah, get us over to the tower.
Yeah,
alright.
I'll just take off.
I'll teleport the other two.
Wait. I can go myself.
Yeah, that's great.
And
teleport us now.
Car mirror and just dive into it.
All right, he dies into a carpet.
Guy, you are coming with me. Teleport.
I got this.
I know. I let the drunk man go.
All right, you run back. You two teleport. Grip, go ahead and give me a luck check, real quick, please.
Don't appear in like.
One.
Okay, you fall out of a one of the bathroom mirrors from Malworth Tower that is still in the rubble. You sort of pop out, and just as you're running in, you basically see him go whoa, funk, and fall back. So he's on his back, sort of looking up at the sky. He falls out of this jagged piece of mirror that's in the rubble of what was Malworth Tower, and then these guys pop in. Right now, basically, right away. So you guys are looking at this, and unlike the other one, this place very much. This looks like this building collapsed. I mean, there is. It's very obvious that there was some sort of a shrapnel explosion. I mean, the coming down, the getting closer to the building. You notice lots of the windows have been blown out, and it looks like the building just collapsed. Go ahead and give me. If you have investigation, you can give me an investigation check.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There, of course, are emergency vehicles and crews coming in, and they're cleaning up rubble, and they're cleaning up. The building had been evacuated, so it doesn't look like there's like any injured people that were there, or it was anyone there. But it's just basically a cleanup crews that are there right now. So what you get?
9.
Okay.
22.
I rolled a
22.
1.
22, Jeremy?
I don't have investigate, but okay. I have my bloodhound.
Go ahead and give me perception from your bloodhound because of scent.
14.
Grip, do you have 17 in investigation? All right, if you got a 15 or higher, you get here, and nope. it's very obvious that, you actually will smell something different. Oh, okay. So. You get here, and the two of you, Grip and Crimson Bolt, are looking around, and it's very, very apparent that the building was, there was some detonation that caused the building to collapse. There's obvious signs of shrapnel, some big explosion looks like it happened ground floor, and that was just enough for the building to just collapse because it was in a bad state anyway. This was I believe it was like a 24-story building, and it's now a big pile of
rubble.
Now, Jeremy, you're smelling here, mm-hmm. and obviously you get a whole multitude of smells. What'd you get in your perception?
14.
You get a multitude of smells, and the smells that you sort of get mixed in, it's kind of hard to discern them, but... you do smell that sort of plastic explosive sort of odor that C4 has as you've been around it a few times. But that's about all you get with your bloodhound.
Okay. Are there people struggling to get out of the rubble and stuff?
No. The crews that are there seem to just be on. I mean, they're taping off caution tape, and there's some garbage crews basically working on clearing some of the rubble, but there's no ambulances, fire truck. Well, there's a fire truck there doing its thing, but
pretty much everybody got out before.
You had evacuated the building already, so it looks like nobody was actually inside the building when it collapsed.
Somebody used plastique.
I can smell it.
Alright, can I look and... What can I tell from looking at the blast site? What can I tell where they had set the explosives? Does this look like somebody who did this knew what they were doing, or does it look like they just stuck a bunch of explosives and hoped for the best?
You need to take some time and give me another investigate check. As you start doing
26.
You're doing your detective thing, basically. So you start looking around, and that's going to take you a few minutes to do that. So, Crimson Bolt starts looking around and doing detective things as he is prone to do. What are the rest of you guys doing?
He's
hunting around. He like basically goes and starts going into the rubble and sort of looking around.
If there aren't people here who are in any danger, I'll go back to where we were since there were people in the rubble.
They hadn't moved your sister here yet, had they?
No.
No. She was still at the hospital last you guys came. At the GF Strong Center.
Yeah, I'm going back to where we first
read. So you go back there and you start clearing, helping people out. The gist of what you get is, according to reports, what these people are saying, and there are a few dead, there are a lot injured, there was the fight going on outside. Most of the people in the buildings had evacuated and gotten hell out of there. But then once the fighting calmed down, the building disappeared. The building just went poof, and then they all fell.
And even Dr. Decay wouldn't have done that. There would have been dust or something, wouldn't there?
Well, no, he can just disintegrate the whole thing.
Oh, there wouldn't be anything left?
Nope.
Why would he do that if he wasn't getting paid to?
Because he's a
And look, looks like he basically did it on two or three buildings in a line, and then just reports say that he just went poof, poof, poof. He seemed to be a little miffed about something and then flew off. And some of the other people went different directions. Some jumped into the sewer system. Some leapt away. Stomper, the guy with the big shoes, jumped off. The guy who was redneck flew away. There was apparently a bit of an argument after you guys left. And Dr. Decay said something along the lines of, "Well, my job here is done." And he and his girlfriend left. And the others argued about payment.
Okay.
Because it seemed that there was really nothing of value in the Aegis transport that they were knocking over. But the agents did survive, and they were taken to the hospital.
Okay.
Hey, Grip, can you repair this building? How long would it take?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. I wanted to ask Ethan, does my post-condition show anything?
You need to give me, I believe it's a perception check for that.
Alright. 30.
30, nice.
Jeez.
I have a plus 15 now.
Sweet. Excellent. Now you're looking at Melworth Tower, right?
Yep.
Alright. You, so to describe what your character does, because he goes completely blank, basically, and all of his senses go into the post-cognition, and you become vulnerable when you're like this. So you don't—you're actually not aware. What's that?
It's just part of my senses.
Yeah, but with post-cognition,
okay.
If you look at it, it's your normal present-day senses don't work while you're using post-cognition. Your awareness is focused on the past.
All right, sweet. I basically just roll over and stare down at the floor. Because my sight penetrates concealment too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just lay there.
All right. He lays there, and occasionally, like your head will move around as if you're looking.
Yep.
Are your eyes open or closed?
They're open.
They're open. But he has
There's
this.
Like a blue glow coming from the sides.
Yeah, and he has this sort of thousand-yard stare, sort of thing going on. And he lays down to start looking around. And now, what you see. As you start sort of progressively going back, and there's that, you know, the building, it's rubble, there's the flurry of activity as people are doing this, like you know, cordoning off the area, putting out fires here and there, and then those people disappear, and then the building sort of reforms itself as you're sort of running time backwards, watching it, and then you see the explosion coming out of the ground floor as it basically implodes back in on itself, and then a few seconds goes by, and you see this one guy walking into the ground floor of Melworth Tower. Give me a intellect check.
5.
Okay, you don't recognize the guy. He doesn't look like he's doing well. He's a younger guy. Got various sort of tattoos on him, and he looks Oriental. And he's like clutching his belly, and as he walks up to the building, he sort of stumbles a bit, and then walks into the main lobby. Then sort of goes about 30 or 40 feet into the building, and then he explodes.
Ah.
And then the building collapses.
I open my eyes and flip back over and just say it was a living bomb.
Well, that's not good.
They put explosives in some dude's stomach and forced him to walk into the building, and he blew up.
Can you point, or can you lead me to where he walked?
I walk you right directly to the spot where he blew up.
Okay. I'm basically going to try to backtrack him.
Okay, you need to give me a perception check. It's going to be fairly difficult at this point because of all the...
29!
As you're sort of taking in that smell, you're sort of going through various different smells on as to what's been here, and you start sort of sifting through it in your head. You're like, okay, there's the C4 smell intermingled in with what smells sort of like duck sauce. Yes, that's definitely duck sauce.
Asian man! Okay.
And sort of a smell of leather, and you're pretty sure you've got his scent. It's really faint. Because the building collapsed. And,
right.
You know,
but I just take off then.
Okay. So you basically, so Cerberus beelines down in one direction down the road.
As soon as he leaves, I start using We Built This City to start heading there.
Okay. All right. The... Let me find my handy little list here. There it is. All right. What's your power rank on that?
11.
11?
Yep. It's a free action.
Yeah.
And the range is... the range... It doesn't say. Increase range if you want it.
It's not very important. I just need to know what rank the power was. So.
No, so it's range. I just don't have it tested.
Oh, yeah, did I get any voicemail messages when I looked it up my phone?
Oh, yes, there's several.
Oh, well, then I'll listen to them.
And do I even have my phone?
You would have your comm link.
Okay.
But, give me a luck check, see if you grabbed it when you left.
I was going to say, well, given what happened to the costume, it would be very easy for the phone to have not survived.
You're
going to
need at least two up to still have your phone with you.
I don't trust my phone anymore.
Even the hard way.
Yeah,
so
you
no.
do not have your phone.
Y'all listen to my messages.
And who all can I get on this comm link? Is it just us?
Hmm? Yes.
Or is it the
and it has a, I think it's a 2 mile radius, something like that. So basically within the core of the city. You guys can talk to each other. All right. You start putting the building back up, and it's a very complex matter. You can basically get most of the structure in place, the substructure back, but it's going to take probably at least a full 8 to 12 hours before you get any real progress done on the building.
Right. I'm gonna do what I can to help the crews.
Sure.
And I'm not gonna commit myself to this one-man project. And
yeah. They're, asking around, basically, they know there are no, they basically need it to be a sound structure, so it's not in threat of damaging, collapsing the other buildings, that sort of thing. They're more worried about pedestrians and stuff like that, because there are other, there's still damage, other damage in the city they can deal with, but since there's no people here, this is something they will deal with, but it's honestly going to be a low priority at this point.
Okay.
You check your messages. You have,
I
let's
delete
see.
My messages. I don't trust them now.
Yes. Two.
Unless it's from her.
You have several voicemail messages, but it sort of boils down to you have basically five different. You have like one person called, and this is sort of they gave you a cell phone for you guys, mm-hmm. so it's the private line for you guys. Essentially, you have a message from the Crown Prosecutor Desmond Paulson,
who
called and says he'd like to meet with you guys. He only called once. Actually, no, he did call twice. He said he wants to meet with you, and then he calls back later saying, I know you guys are obviously kind of busy, but I'll let you know that he wants to talk to you guys before you go, but he has set up, he has finalized negotiations with Buckner Ridge to get you guys an interrogation with Mr. X, and to talk to Neutron Fist, because they're both out there. You have a message from a special agent, Diego Sanchez, from Aegis, asking you to call him back. Maggie, Detective Buckner, called maybe about 24 times. her message is Rain.
This is Matt. This is Maggie. This is Matt.
No, it's more like, where you at? Like, it's Maggie. Shit hitting fan. And it progresses on from there. It's like, you caught to me. I was never there when I need you. And it sort of progresses. Call me back. And then there's mumbling in Korean. Interspersed with several messages from Max. Actually, there's an even number from Max himself saying, this is Max. Call me back, like, immediately. Click. Call me back now. Where the hell are you guys? And then there's calls from his assistant, Trevor. I was like, this is Trevor, and calling for Max. Max is really, really wanting to talk to you.
This is very important, and we would really appreciate it if you called back.
Yeah, he's much more polite. Max gets like, call me back, damn it, click. towards the end one. So that's the variety of messages you get. So.
Okay.
Did we get up drunk and swearing?
Well, I would have checked my messages before I helped with any of the stuff in the other place, mm-hmm. because it would probably be a good way to find out where we needed to go. So the first thing I'm going to do is call Max.
Okay. You call up Max. This is Max. Max Mars is Max Mars' personal cell phone. This is Trevor. How can I help you?
It's Blue Streak.
Oh, but Blue Streak, are you guys all right?
Sort of, now.
Oh, God, where have you guys been? Max has been demanding to talk to you. You know how he gets.
We were on Olympus. Grip and Crimson Bolt were seriously, seriously injured.
Oh, my. Are they all right?
They are now, thanks to, like, God juice.
Okay, Max God wants juice. To see... Max is busy. He's been on the phone for all night and talking, had tons of meetings. He's actually in with someone right now. He really wants to see you guys as soon as possible at the Mars Tech campus. And you guys have been there before. That's where you first met Matt. Down at the Mars Tech campus, he has a lot he wants to talk to you guys about.
Okay.
Make sure to get everybody's. It's a group thing apparently. So.
Okay, I'll gather everyone up.
Okay, click.
And then I'll call Maggie.
All right, you call up Maggie. It's a Detective Buckner.
Hi, Detective Buckner.
It's about time you spandex-clad yahoos got back to me. I mean, really, what do you think I am? Just at your beck and call all day long?
No, Detective.
Gosh. I suppose you have been kind of busy.
Yes, Crimson Bolt and Grip were both incapacitated.
All right, did Crown Prosecutor Paulson call you guys yet?
He did. We haven't talked to him yet.
Oh, good. And I also got calls from some Sanchez, Agent Sanchez, with Aegis looking for you guys.
Yeah, he also called us. I haven't talked to him either.
Okay, well, are you spandex clad yahoos okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Finally, we had something happen last night. Now, obviously, you guys had something happen, but ours is far more important. Someone hit the some terrorists attacked the aquarium last night.
The terrorists attacked the aquarium.
Stole the whale.
Well,
they wanted to make a.
The aquarium. I'll give you the specifics, but someone late last night attacked the aquarium. We're not exactly sure why. We have a terrorist organization from the States has claimed responsibility of it called ETA. A E T A.
The States.
From the States. Yes.
No. See, there are no terrorist organizations from the States.
Right.
I'm sure officially, this is the official word.
ETA, you know what ETA is?
No.
The Animals for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Oh.
Apparently, they came here and liberated the aquarium. They flooded it and released a lot of the creatures into the bay.
So, I just get this all like, fly free, little fish. And it's like,
weird thing.
She has to be able to hear me snickering.
Yeah, it's horribly funny. They killed the six security guards, yes.
Okay, now that is serious. Mm-hmm.
That's the only serious.
They flooded it and they released all the saltwater animals. Now some of those are nasty creatures. We had sharks in there. And there's some kind of really poisonous jellyfish and other things, but you know, whatever. We got some video footage from it. If you guys want to take a look at it, this is sort of your department. There's some crazy costume people, two of them running around doing it, and then they spray painted on the side of the building that humans something about humans are endangered, and then signed it AETA.
Okay. Is that the only other thing that happened last night?
So far, yeah.
Okay. Well, we will...
So how does it feel to be homeless now?
I haven't really processed that yet.
Excellent. You can't stay at my place.
Didn't plan to.
Good.
We'll get back to you. I should have the phone on. I don't plan on leaving this plane of existence anytime soon.
Superheroes.
So, if you call, I should answer. We're gonna go see Max.
Hi. You know where to get in touch with me.
Yes.
I got the. I would send you the video footage, but obviously I can't. So.
Yeah.
Come on by and I'll show you the video footage.
All right. Thank you, Detective.
She's not in the 21st century.
Then I will contact everybody and tell them that we have got to go meet Max at the Mars Tech campus as quickly as we can.
Busy tracking terrorists who blew up our building, bomb, stunning.
You.
Tracking.
You're tracking him and moving as fast as you can. And you probably don't teleport when you're doing it because you lose the scent, so you're basically moving as fast as you can, sort of hopping over cars and doing your thing. He basically runs off while you're making those phone calls.
Well, she went elsewhere, yeah.
Yeah, and you went to help out. Yeah. And you're doing so, and that's, you know, that's essentially what happened at that point was Dr. K did his thing and they had a big argument and all that crazy stuff. Are tracking this guy, and you track him to Chinatown. You track the scent to Chinatown, and you track it to a deep into the sort of the seedier areas of Chinatown, where it's obviously lots of gang activity running around, and you see walking around. You get sort of deeper into the dragon's territory. There it is. Come on, the East Siders. You get deeper into the East Siders territory. If you remember, the East Siders were that third gang.
Yeah, the one from China.
And then eventually you lose his scent in there. Because it's Chinatown pretty much smells like dark sauce.
What is around me when I lose the scent?
It's what you sort of picture in your mind, a, you know, seedy Chinatown, and that's what you see. Very narrow streets, fish markets, odds and ends shops, antique stores, pawn shops, bars, that sort of thing. And it's very much a, this is an area that, it's daylight now, and it still looks dirty, and it's very obvious that this is a, is not the best, neighborhood, and is, you know, it's gang territory. You see gang tags all over the place.
Yeah, we need to go see Max.
Where are we? What's going on?
He took off after tracking the guy. I checked all of our messages. Apparently, animals for the ethical treatment of animals attacked the aquarium last night and liberated the sea life and killed 6 guards.
Hopefully they only liberated the saltwater life.
That's what they said, only the saltwater stuff.
Now, with your investigation check, looking around, it looks like this explosion was a several pounds of C4. You're fine, what you're pretty sure is what's left of some guy. Yeah. What did you get in your investigate check?
29.
All right, with a 29, the peculiar thing that sort of stands out to you is there's a lot of flesh and a lot of debris from an explosion of a person. What you would assume if someone has stuffed someone full of C4 and they exploded. A lot of it would have been vaporized, but you're pretty sure you'd be finding more. Mm-hmm. So you are finding remains, but it's not as much as you think that there should be. So that's the only sort of odd thing there. The rest of it, I mean, this, from what you can tell from it, is this guy walked in, and then either he detonated himself or somebody detonated him. And someone had packed him full of C4.
Okay.
And that's what took the building down.
Is there a hardware store right nearby?
Sure.
And the other main message was Max called a bunch of times and
buy
wants
some
us
spray
to
paint.
Meet him at Mars Tech Campus.
Walk out. Find
but
one of their tags.
Keeps ignoring me when I tell him that.
And over their tag, I spray Cerberus is coming for you. And then I
considering
call back.
Already blown up a building downtown.
Oh, they shouldn't have blown up my house. They blew up my rubber toys. They blew up my house.
And all this time, Grip has been rebuilding what he can and shoring up the
building. So what is this,
the Grip? The building.
You all got the...
Yeah.
I said it over the comm link, so...
What I found pretty much jived with what you said. The only unusual thing is that I feel like I should be finding less or more remains.
More.
I should be finding more remains than I'm finding. Did you see anything that might indicate?
And with a 29, you'll find residue. Mm-hmm. Doing your CSI thing, you'll find residue, C4 residue, plastic residue, but there's something else in it too.
Okay.
Give me an intellect check.
11.
Yeah, you find the C4 residue, but there's this other stuff. And you're not really sure. It's sort of this finer silver dust that's in it.
All right, we'll take samples of it.
I tracked the guy back to Chinatown.
It's probably one of the East Siders. We need to go see Max.
Okay, that's fine. I can meet you there.
Yeah. So with the amount of explosion I see, I should be finding. There should be more remains here than there are.
Didn't the guy blow up?
Yes, but he wasn't vaporized.
I don't know from explosions, so...
Did you see anything odd about him other than him... Did you see anything odd about him other than him stumbling in like he wasn't feeling well?
Yeah,
tested. Alright.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably a moose.
You guys want some? Go ahead. Before he blowed up? No, he basically, it seemed like he exploded in mid-step. So.
Alright.
It didn't look like he detonated himself at all. It was very much he was stumbling in and boom.
It looks like someone else detonated him.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I don't have anything.
Alright. I teleport to Max's.
Hmm?
I teleport to Max's.
Okay.
Is
you
the
take
building
all of us with you, or do you just go by yourself?
I'm standing outside of Chinatown, so I teleport to Max's when I'm done.
Teleport to the Mars campus, Mars Tech campus.
Yeah.
Visit Candace Prepaid.
Is the building secure enough that you can leave Grip?
Yeah.
Tracy?
I didn't hear what you said, I'm sorry.
Oh, is the building secure enough that you can leave?
Yeah.
Okay, then we should.
Yeah, it's good.
Then we should definitely go see Max now. He's been calling all night long.
Hey, close enough.
All
right. I open messages. Delete.
All right, let me to the. I'll get over to Max's as fast as I can.
Okay.
Hang on, Percival.
Delete.
I walk to a shard of glass.
Uh huh.
And they open up a portal.
All right. He picks up this shard of glass and it starts glowing. Describe what the portal does. I mean, essentially, it's the reflective pane.
Yeah, basically, it's like the shard of glass, and the image of it grows out and larger,
mm-hmm.
and we can just step through it, and there's Maxis on the other side.
Alrighty. All right.
Do I have a message from this agent?
You guys all have the same cell phone account. It's the Justice League irregular, the Justice City Irregulars account.
While I wait for them, I call this agent.
All right.
So in other words, if we're not careful, what we really need to do is we need to make sure that the phone that he has doesn't have any kind of permission to change or modify anything.
Well, it shouldn't have notified him that there were new messages because I'd already checked all of them.
Oh.
It's true.
So there's no messages on there?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Did you delete the messages or just save them all?
I saved them, but it wouldn't notify them that there were messages.
You have 37 saved messages.
No, I only saved one, like the most pertinent one.
Oh, then I wouldn't care. I'd just be like, yeah.
And all random axes.
I'm playing Angry Birds.
Yeah.
All right.
Stupid Angry Birds.
So you're standing there and few minutes goes by, and then this shimmering, basically out of one of the 6 foot or 8 foot windows that's just been replaced because of the whole havoc that went down here, sort of shimmers a bit, and basically out of the window steps Blue Streak, steps Crimson Bolt.
Oh no, I just
steps.
Ran.
Okay, you run there.
She just ran.
Steps Crimson Bolt and Grip.
Because that wasn't
then
at the building either.
She runs in.
That was weird.
And I close it, and I'm like, did I do that before?
I don't know. Let me check the last episode.
let me flip through the other issues. Nope.
Nope. Consistency. Oh, well.
Holy crap, I've been retconned.
Yeah.
can you sign this comic book? It might be worth something now.
Sure, kid. In my high heels.
Yeah. Up to Max's office.
All right. They buzz you on him. You get up to, I mean, all the buildings on the Mars Tech campus really don't go higher than 3 or 4 stories because it's a big, wide campus. It's sort of like the Sprint campus up here.
Did you stop for squeaky toys?
No.
It blew up our house. I don't have any toys.
You can get different squeaky toys.
This is why you're in the elevator.
Squeaky toys are not on the list of priorities right now.
Let me see
the
list.
The city being destroyed is on the list of priorities.
Let me see the list.
Squeaky toys are way at the bottom.
They keep me happy.
Not destroying the city should keep you happy.
That keeps me happy too. The squeaky toys keep me happy.
You don't have time for squeaky toys.
I always have time for squeaky toys.
That's a lie. And you know
that's
it.
The diaper.
It is not a lie.
It is a lie. You haven't used a squeaky toy in 3 weeks.
I use squeaky toys all the time.
Oh, stop.
Did he bring any
You just
treats?
Want them because you like to have them. You don't play with them.
So?
Give him a Scooby snack. Yes, I brought you some bacon sticks.
Sweet. These aren't the cancer-causing ones, are they?
It's bacon!
Yeah, that's as soon as the bacon comes up. It's bacon! The person's like, oh, God.
I did bring you a snack.
It's bacon!
The elevator dings, and it opens up, and there's a younger man standing there, and it looks like he has one of those Bluetooth headsets, you know, on.
A blast.
And he's holding holding one of those leather portfolios.
Are you an android?
Right in his face.
Good. No. I'm Max's personal assistant, Trevor. It's a pleasure to finally meet you guys. You're Cerberus, aren't you? Thank you.
Yes. Wanted to make sure you weren't an
yes,
android.
Yes, sir. Max has been waiting for you guys.
Oh yeah, we have these things. Yeah. I forgot about that.
We're here to see him.
Yeah, right. Call me.
All right.
He takes you into Max's office, which you guys have been in before. The place has since been repaired. You guys walk in, and Max is actually just wrapping up a phone call, and he's like, "All right, so the deeds have all transferred through. All right, excellent. Thank you so much. I owe you one. I'll send you over a case of your favorite scotch.
Take out earplugs.
Thanks, Jack. Bye." It looks at you guys. Thank God. Are you guys all right?
Nope.
We are now. We are. Not having squeaky toys does not mean you aren't okay.
And he actually comes around from the other side of the desk.
The city.
Yeah.
We need to keep
for
the
record,
from.
If I'm ever unconscious, never feed me anything.
All right, noted.
It was really bad.
That's interesting.
Really bad.
Is your nephew around?
No, I haven't heard from him.
Good.
Not since yesterday. Not since last night.
Earplugs away.
But I've been busy and doing my best to keep him out of things anyway.
Our house exploded.
You guys met Trevor. Trevor's my personal assistant. I flew him in from D.C. He was dealing with some business out there, and I needed him out here based on what happened last night. I don't know about you guys, but I'm mighty pissed off.
Yeah. You have no idea.
First off, I'm tired of how things have been going lately, and I appreciate what Melworth has done for you guys and everything, but I think it's clear now that a headquarters for you guys needs not be so public and in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To that end, I made a couple calls. Now he has told you guys that he was he was a villain.
No.
All right, but some of you know this. Some of you know this, but not all of you. I used to be a criminal.
That sucks.
I was a supervillain named the Commander. I operated mainly near Freedom City and down in the States. Until I kind of realized that it was much easier to make money the legitimate way than to, rob banks all the time. The classification would be a battle suit. I found some alien technology that this. Some of you also know this, that the Silver Storm, those nanites you found, are very similar technology to what I found. Back when the Terminus invasion happened down in Freedom City and really worldwide, I helped out the good guys and made arrangements with the Freedom League and. Paid my price, and got pardoned by the United States government, and I came back up here to open up a legitimate business. Long story short, I still have some contacts in that in the superhero world, and I think I have a place for you guys to go. That's not too far from here. It's up in the mountains.
How far is that?
Not very. it's up in the mountains. It's in a. It's actually It's actually close to close here to Justice City, and it is a it's actually owned by a good friend of mine, a very colorful guy, who I'd like to introduce you guys to.
Oh God! Get my earplugs out.
It's not Sylvester.
It's not Sylvester. No, I wouldn't suggest
related to you in any sort of way.
No, he's someone I worked with in the past. He helped me out. I helped him out. Let's just say he's someone who had a very similar change of heart that I did.
Okay.
And this is a base of operation. This is going to be a good base of operations for you guys. It's going to be hidden. We're not publicizing it. I'm not even going to tell Melworth about it. Okay. This is just between you, me, and my friend out there. His name is Yurik.
I was going to say, before he actually mentions it, my research for him, would I have any idea who he's talking about?
Give me an investigation check.
19.
19, no.
Okay.
Would the name Yurik ring any bells?
Nope.
Okay.
This is not anyone associated with Melworth or anything like that. It's a guy I've worked with. He's interesting, but he's very much retired now, and I've spoken to him, and he's very willing to have you guys stay out there and use his place. It's formerly a missile base, an underground missile base. It has a it actually has a house and airfield on the ground, so satellite images just show a regular house. It's a fairly good sized house, but below it is a now fully retrofitted former missile base that we have. We'll be doing some. I'll be sending up some technicians, and we'll be retrofitting it. I'll be doing some of the work myself, as far as just to keep things on the down low. But I'm routing a lot of the funding for this through various shell corporations, so I can keep it hidden, so people can't find where you guys are at anymore. Now, as I understand it, you lived with Melworth. Mm-hmm. My preference is to have this place set up as a permanent place for you guys to stay. It's big enough for all of you. It's big enough for your sister. Quite frankly, what with everything that's going on with Foe apparently wanting your hide, I'm going to expedite getting your sister secured. I'm sending some guards, some guys I personally know out there to watch her, pretty much night and day.
Okay.
And as soon as this new base of operations is capable, I want to move her to it. And quite frankly, you no longer have an apartment. Well, you do, but you probably don't want to stay there anymore.
No.
Now. I don't know much about some of you as far as day jobs, anything like that. If you have such a thing, we can see what we can do as far as if you want to keep that day job, keep those day jobs. I have lots and lots of money.
Sweet. Disability check gone.
I'm perfectly willing to either, if you want to keep up appearances and have a regular life and a day job, I will. Frankly, I'll buy whatever companies I need to make this happen. Or you guys can just come work for me, and I'll give you guys steady paychecks.
Sweet! Where do I sign?
Doing
what you guys do.
I'm down.
But quite frankly, with...
Actually, in the we have this base in the middle of the mountains. Are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah, he's got this little incident... We're, yeah.
I don't know. We'll
allergy?
Have to see, I suppose.
You remember your allergy grip? Your rash?
Rash?
I'm honestly out of pain. Not sure what you're referring to.
It's your, when you leave, when you,
you
leave
mean
cities.
When you leave cities and starts
right,
to
I'm
die?
Hoping this thing is close enough.
Right, yeah. Your rash?
That's what I asked him about, how close is it?
And quite frankly, I want...
Plastic wrap?
I don't know.
Oh, it's over here. quite frankly, I want you guys to make a statement, and I want you guys to make a statement soon. And I'm not talking, let's have a press conference.
Pie?
I would like pie.
Ready for pie.
Trevor pokes his head in and goes, who wants pie?
I'll have pie.
Okay, pie. Three pies. One not.
Well, what kind of pie?
It's apple.
No.
And I want you guys to make a statement. Now, I'm not saying I want you guys to have a press conference. Frankly, I'm done with that crap.
You want us to smash somebody.
I want you guys to show that this is your town, and you're not going to take this shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You guys feel up to that?
Let's go hunt some
foe. I would like nothing better.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon, quite frankly, as soon as a good opportunity arises to make that public statement, we make it. Now, of course, I want to operate within and in cooperation with the law. So I'm not talking, I don't want people to die. Nothing like that. But I figure, I have to ask these things. There are some heroes out there that are get a little overzealous.
Yeah, Crimson. Blowing people up. Fireballs and crap.
But quite frankly, I'll handle everything as far as dealing with the press. I think once Melworth gets back, we're going to have a talk about things, merchandising, all that good stuff, whatever. I don't care about that. Neither should you guys. You guys should focus on just doing your job. So, like I said, as soon as you can, we'll need to make a good statement as far as this is your town and this place is under your protection. You're a new team, but you're not pushovers. I want to personally guarantee the security of you guys and your loved ones, no matter what. So, whatever needs to happen for that, I'll take care of it. And yes, I am asking you guys to trust me. I know that that's a tall order for a few things, but I'm coming clean with you guys about my past. I am truly reformed. This is not. I'm not playing an angle, nothing like that. I'm not looking to make money off you guys. But you know what? This is my hometown. And I don't want some giant floating brain to, you know, smack us around and call us pansies.
That's twice. You need to do something about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I think we're all on the same page.
And I'm willing to do whatever it takes at this new base of operations to make it whatever you guys need. Yurik's been working on it for a long time, so I don't know what he's retrofitted in there or done with the place.
We could use a way into the city that was quiet.
Okay, I think Yurik can probably help you with that. It might take some time, but
I mean, we have all ways of moving, but something.
Yeah.
And
okay, I'm going to warn you a little thing about Yurik, all right? Yurik is really good at fixing things. Yurik is really good at coming up with unique ideas. But Yurik is kind of stuck back in the 70s and 80s.
Sweet.
So the pneumatic tubes thing is probably not too far off. He's been really trying. That's one of the things I've been sort of buying up land to sort of help him out with a few things. He does want to have his own subway, his own subway car.
See, I was thinking a train or subway. That's what I was thinking.
He also has...
the 70s and 80s, too. Or further back.
Yeah, like, you know, 1817 BC.
Yes. Well, Yurik is very fond of his toys. He has vehicles that he'd like to let you guys use. He has a jet. It's not the best jet, but he has a jet.
Well, we can move faster than most of these things, but it would be nice to be able to quietly, at a reasonable pace, move into the city without being seen.
Mm-hmm. He can certainly help you with that. But like I said, he's a character. So, he will strike you as odd, but he's good.
What's I don't up? Know anything about dealing with odd
Nexus
people.
Nexus Building is outside of the city, right?
No.
No, it's still in the city. It's just in sort of it's more on the suburban outskirts. But it's still, you're still fine. It's close enough to the city.
All right, so
Max, how far is this place from the city?
I would have to look at it specifically, but I think it's about a mile into the mountains from city center.
All right, give me the directions. I can take Grip out there.
I can take myself out there.
You sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
I should go with you though.
It's
just
not
in case.
Far. It is fairly. It is isolated. And they're not gonna. You shouldn't have any unwanted visitors out there. He's been living out there for about 30 years.
Yeah, I'm worried.
Just tell me roughly where it is, all right?
All right. I can actually give you coordinates for it.
All right. I don't know what those mean,
putting...
but thank you.
Oh, no, there. I'm fine.
Oh. All right, so I open up a portal there.
No offense, I'm just not really hungry ever anymore. It's okay. I'm hungry.
He also doesn't like fruit. Oh, she did. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Grip.
Thanks, anyway.
All right.
Just in case she freaks out.
I can run there, but I do need to know where it is.
Let's see.
If I can't get back, I'll need you.
In case Thrash comes back. Or cancer, or whatever it is.
All right, I'll open up the portal.
All righty. Then he describes it well enough for you. You open up a portal.
All right, let's go.
Do-do-do-do-do.
You guys step through, and you find yourselves on a tarmac for on an airstrip, basically. Now it's not a huge airstrip; it's a private airstrip. And you're looking down towards this house. Let me pull up the see if I have the image for it.
But it's like the tarmac in this planet Earth.
This island Earth.
This island Earth.
It's terrible. We watched the MST3K movie, This Island Earth, and we weren't very far into it before us. Richard was like, I think I've seen this movie. I know I've seen this movie, but I didn't see the Mystery Science Theater version. I just saw the crappy movie itself.
The actual version.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are standing on a small airstrip, and you're looking at this house. Now, the house seems to be one level and entirely made out of wood. You're surrounded by forest, and you're definitely up in the mountains. The house itself seems to have some skylights to it, and it's very much a sort of like a mountain, you know, villa type of thing. And it seems to be a fairly good size. It has the swooping roof, so it looks like it was probably built in the 70s when architecture was kind of weird. And sitting in the driveway is what looks to be from where you guys are standing, what looks to be like one of those old Cessna planes. And then it's a one-car garage. And then there's a wraparound porch. And the thing seems to be entirely, you know, just your standard wooden house.
And how am I doing?
You're doing good. It's close enough to the city and you're not going to have any problems.
Okay. We're good servers.
All right.
All right, so the portal's still behind us.
Yep.
I'll just walk through the portal.
I head to the house.
Alrighty.
We're going to live in here.
Alright. Maybe we should let...
I'm going to sit there and let Max go first. This dude's weird.
You should at least let Max know that we're going to check the place out.
Yeah, I'm sure. Max is still in his office. He wasn't planning on going with you guys.
Well, is the yurt guy here?
You don't see him right now. You're standing on the tarmac outside the house.
I'm still walking.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back in and ask Max where we would meet Yurik.
I'll call him. He'll come out and he'll meet you. He lives in the house, so.
Okay. He will talk to you later, as I told Maggie. We don't plan on leaving this plane of existence for a while, so we should be answering our phones.
We're going to be leaving Sunday.
Oh, yeah. But that's a planned absence.
Also, yeah, I'm going to need a new phone. I lost mine in Olympus.
Yes, you call up AT&T. All right, so what happened to your phone? Left it in Olympus. All righty then. We can send you a wait. Lost it. Wait.
That's not on my buttons. They don't have... No, there's not that select. Oh, it's going to explode. Pop.
I'm going to have to escalate this call.
It's like Newark.
Oh, okay.
So in that stuff that's being pushed off the side,
but
there's
I guarantee
a cell phone.
You it wasn't water damage.
All right, and you're walking up to the you walk up to the main building.
I knock on the door.
Knock on the door. The closer you get up to the building is you look at that Cessna and it's obviously not real. It's got no real engine to it and it looks to be bolted to the tarmac.
Huh.
That's and cool. And it's kind of dirty and dingy and yeah, up close it's not real.
Is
it far away?
Plywood?
Huh?
Is it made of sweet Russians? It's the Russians. Sweet. All right, I just walk into the door, and knock on it.
Knock on the door. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Follow behind him.
I'm waiting for him to get himself blown up.
So you guys are going up to the house, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 30 seconds goes by, and you hear, all right, I'm coming.
He is Russian.
Well, my name is Yorick.
Yeah, what tipped you off?
Open the door. The door opens, and the door opens in, and you see the set behind him, behind this guy, is into that room, into that building. It's like the 70s wood paneling. You know, he's got the vintage 70s and 80s style furniture in there, what they would consider modern and futuristic. So it's like those egg chairs, you know, are in there. I mean, it looks, and the chairs are like bolted into the ground and they can rotate. And there's, I mean, it's very.
You have to sit like this.
Yes. And standing in the doorway is a guy. He's wearing this yellow and yellowish orange jumpsuit, and it's got a number printed on it, and then some Russian lettering. And the Russian lettering doesn't really say anything; it's just a series of letters. It's got grease stains.
And then your phone says something in Russian. Hello, comrade.
All right. The
it's not your usual phone, is it?
No, my other phone had an issue.
Oh.
And so now I have Beth's phone, and she has her old iPhone back.
That sucks.
So I have the pink phone now.
Yeah, it works.
What's it saying?
Pretty sure I asked for pecan sandies. All right, and he's wearing this yellow jumpsuit with the Russian. And I keep getting messages.
See, if he was using a cell phone, it'd be huge.
And he's standing there, and he has this very greasy look to him with this unshaven face. It's not heavy set, but he's probably on the heavier end of, you know, 230-240 pounds. He's wearing a tool belt with various tools in it, and they all look very old and rusty. He doesn't look like he does much as far as caring for his hair, and it's kind of matted and greasy. And he has this what looks to be like the permanent stubble look. He goes, well, hello.
You're Yorick.
Max, I am Yorick.
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 Yorick! In Russian, I'll say
Yorick
hello.
Popovich, at your service.
I'll give him a hug.
Excellent. Yes, I love hugs.
I am Cerberus.
I'm going to stand on my porch or come in.
Oh, I'd come in.
Excellent. Come on in. Come on in. He steps to the side and he picks up the Kalashnikov that's next to the door, which is an AK-47.
Okay.
Come on in. Come on in. So I think we be roommates from now on.
That's what I've been told.
There are various rules here.
Do you have any vodka?
Vodka, yes. Lots of vodka. Excellent. Plenty. I brew my own, actually. Have potato garden.
Sweet.
So what are the rules?
Rules are you do not drink vodka unless you ask me. No loud parties. And we always celebrate 4th of July because I love America.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. You do realize we're in Canada.
Canada is 51st state, isn't
That's
it?
True.
Right. So we always celebrate the 4th of July. Got
yes.
It.
So that yes. vodka.
And you do not mess with the wild moose on property.
That's fair.
There's a wild moose?
Several. Whole family. I call the big one Mighty.
Okay.
What was the name of the moose that we met? Roy?
Roy.
Roy.
Apparently this one's name is Bitey.
The big one.
The big one.
It sounds like these might be more traditional moose.
That's fair.
There are untraditional moose?
Yes.
I did not know this about the American West.
In
the Undercity, there's an anthropomorphic moose that drinks beer.
Yes.
At the bar.
His name is Roy.
That sounds interesting. If I knew what Undercity was, I would be impressed.
He might be Roy.
It's basically the sewers. But people live
in
the bar.
Live in sewers?
Because
they look like moose.
Yeah.
All right, I understand that.
Among other things.
Anyway, I give you a tour. This is main level of house. There are rooms here. Everything here very dusty. You look around, everything is very dusty. In fact, everything looks like this place was decorated probably circa 1979 and wasn't touched since. The telephones are the old-style telephones from the 1970s. They, in fact, have rotary dials.
Hey.
Wow.
Dial tone?
Mm-hmm. You look up, there is a dial tone.
Huh? Yeah.
Telephones work. I keep things running.
Oh, okay.
Yes. None of that fiber optic thing won't catch on.
Okay.
And there's an installed stereo system and a nice big tube TV here. And the stereo system has an 8-track. No cassettes or...
Nice.
There's a record player and an 8-track. Like, I listen to radio up here.
Okay.
You listen radio up here too. It's good.
Okay.
The sofa actually is in a plastic shell. So it actually has the plastic cover on it. I keep things clean. I sit on sofa, I go downstairs, I sleep. We not sleep up here. It's too much light.
Okay.
You sleep up here all you want. You must clean. I no clean.
Okay.
Right.
You don't clean, you keep things working, though.
Well, yes.
Right, got it.
Been keeping things working here for 32 years.
Okay.
He looks like he's... What's that?
It's a nice place.
Thank you. He looks like he's about 35.
32 years?
Yes.
You know, you take excellent care of yourself.
I know. Growing up in Ukraine does that.
Growing up in Ukraine keeps you young? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it depends on where in Ukraine, yes.
Okay.
Hard Russian winters. Keeps you very young. Preserves skin, you see.
I see.
But then I
have read extensively about this and never heard of it. This particular thing.
It's good. Soviet Union keeps information out of hands of West.
KGB. That they do.
Or it's the vodka.
It's KGB.
Potatoes.
Okay.
KGB, very good at what they do. I barely escape.
Or he's a mummy.
Well, follow him on his tour.
All right, well, let's look at the rest of the place.
All right, follow me. There is bathroom. There is kitchen. There is bedroom. There is rec room. There is other rec room. I turn that bedroom into sauna. I change it back if you need. But like I say, stay down below. Don't stay up here. Now I'll take you to more interesting thing. This is all very mundane. Normal stuff here. It takes you over into this central area that is basically the whole... into this sort of circular area of the house, and he goes through the kitchen, and he sort of turns this corner, and there's this pantry there that's stocked full of stuff that looks very vintage from the 1980s. Tin cans of various
spam.
Things. Yep, lots of spam. Some Russian spam.
Ew.
It's good. When I feel like taste of home.
Okay. That's good to know.
And he goes basically goes around this, leads you guys around this corner, and standing in front of you is this big metal door. Now, it's painted red, but it's now like a sort of a faded tomato red now, and the door looks to be about 9 feet tall, maybe about another 9 feet wide. It's got big rivets in it, and the rivets are about 4 inches in diameter. There is a big circular wheel in the middle. And what looks to be one of those a 1980s touch tone dial pad that is set in the door. So it's like one of those like the touch tone dial off of a telephone.
Okay.
And he goes up and he presses 1-3. Then he goes over to the Did you memorize code? Code is 1-3. Very difficult.
I'll try to remember that one.
He turns through and goes like, then turn wheel 3 times.
Okay.
And here's chunk. Chunk. See, now pull, door open. Pulls it open, and there's a... You
now,
hear
just,
this.
Just for reference.
Yes?
If we forget the whole, you know, turning 3 times, is there going to be explosions or anything?
I don't remember. Just don't forget.
Got it. Or if you have
problem, hit really hard right here. He takes out this black piece of like a black grease pan. Goes heat there real hard.
Okay.
He's good. Don't hit anybody else.
That might be a security issue.
No. He's good.
Okay.
He's good. Trust me. Chee chee chee. Come to think of it, if you do hit, you might want to duck afterwards. Opens the door, and you hear the sound of sort of like a motorized assist as the door is being, he's pulling open the door, but he's not pulling the full weight. There's something else assisting with it, and the door seems to be about 8 feet thick as it slowly rotates open, and only leaves about an opening about 3 feet wide in the side, and the door itself looks to be actually sort of a one of those curved doors. It's hinged on one side, and yeah, the door looks to be a 8-9 feet thick.
Okay.
Of reinforced steel. This is good, thick door. Tink, tink. Very good. And then looking, he goes into the opening, and then waits for you guys.
Go through.
All right, I'll go in.
Yeah.
You guys walk in, and you walk into a bigger landing. Let's see. You walk into a bigger landing. And you hear it's the yes, we're still here. Walking to this bigger landing, and you hear the sound of metal as you're stepping onto the sort of the metal grating that's in there. And then there's this elevator door, and then there's this just these stairs going down. And then you sort of look up to the side, and you see an old, ancient 1980s era security camera that's sitting there with the light on. You look over to the other side, and you see this series of strange this device that is hanging up on the wall. It looks like it was cobbled together from various tubes and wires, and you're pretty sure there's several gun barrels in there. It's like a security system. It's state of art.
So, does it work by visually recognizing? Like, is there their image recognition? What do we got going on here?
Image recognition? No, I just keep eyes on monitors.
Okay.
If I not like what I see, I press button.
Alrighty. Mm. To give you a heads up, I don't show up really. I show up very, very faintly, very blurry. I show up as a smear, really, on...
Alright, I look for smear. Yeah. If smear comes through, why not destroy it?
That would be good.
All right, back down into business. He goes, oh, don't take elevator. It's bad.
Okay.
He goes down the stairs.
Bad as in you haven't had a chance to fix it yet?
Oh, no, it's decoy.
Ah, okay.
He's decoy.
All right.
And he takes you guys down these stairs, and you're seeing, I mean, there are several open panels with his wires hanging out and ducting and all this stuff. He takes you about down about three flights of stairs, and you exit into this very, obviously this place is now much colder down here and built with concrete. So it's like formed concrete. And into this room that has this bank of 1970s and 80s style computers. It's like you're stepping into war games, you know. I mean, there's the long bank of computers. Mm-hmm. There's a wall of computers with tape reels. And
nice.
Several monitors in the monochrome or green displays.
Very nice.
He goes and flips open some switches. It's been a long time since I have guests. Flips a couple switches. I turn on power for you. Heater takes 2-3 days to operate functionally. I work on that later. We have all modern conveniences here, however, running cold and hot water. Hot water sometimes. But again, I work on that. I get used to taking cold showers in Siberia. Then you have this is some of security. You can patch into security here, although there is security room. I keep eye on monitors there. You have several sub levels. You actually have I sort of lose count after 48. It goes into various other ones. I dig more. You have empty missile silo that I use for bottom up for a swimming pool. I like to have an aviary in top, but no birds in it currently. They not like atmosphere here. Not know why. Ah. So he takes you sort of on a tour, and you guys end up seeing this old. These computer banks and whatnot. He shows you the security room, which is just a room not too far off down a narrow corridor. And now the corridors here have the drop ceilings. I mean, this is a very obviously was a government installation type of place. Security room is basically a room with a chair and, you know, about 24 security monitors that are monitoring everywhere. So as I show you around, he shows you then these different camera angles, and yes, he has a swimming pool down here. It's in the bottom of the missile silo. It actually doesn't look too bad.
I was gonna say, if you keep birds in the top of the missile silo, it's not looking.
No, good. No, I want to keep birds up there, but no birds want to stay.
Okay.
Yes, I also get hungry.
Is that why the birds don't stay?
Maybe. I hunt with Kalashnikov.
Okay.
But I hungry sometimes.
Hey,
spam not so good sometimes. Fresh meat is good. It's very good. Fresh American turkey is good.
Get a lot of American turkey up here in Canada?
Of course. Of course. Now we do have computer system. It is it has been updated and slightly modified for our system. We have fire prevention system of spray foam. I make sure it completely stocked and ready. We are resistant to earthquakes, obviously, surface things. If there are missile strike, we actually under several feet of reinforced concrete and steel. We have a 90-ton door that actually open up out of tarmac that we can launch from. Have hangar. I do have I have several cars, have helicopter, large bomber, have a armored truck, have pickup truck like real American, and other sort of things like that. I keep them in junkyard on sub-level 2. Near elevator that goes up to a patch of ground
outside. He's good. He's good. 90 ton shielding through here. So generally not have too many visitors here. I have gym for working out. I stock it very well and make sure it's clean all times. I also Max talked to me about many years ago about installing a combat simulator, and I do so. So we have that. None of the crazy hologram nastiness. That's fake. We don't like. We no like. No. It's good training facility.
We.
Yes. We is the royal we.
Ah, okay. Oh, no. So there's no one who lives here with you?
Just me.
Just you? You and yes. The moose?
You and the mooses, yes.
And
mooses?
Moose.
Yes. No, Yorick not get visitors much.
Right.
But he's good.
I imagine you also probably don't get, you know, a lot of pizza or... Not a lot of delivery out here.
No. A little out of delivery areas. Yes. Also have holding cells with nullification technology that I brought over from Soviet Union. It's good for holding certain individuals if necessary for temporary before turning over or throwing into pit or some such, whatever you feel like doing.
Okay.
Do we have a pit?
We have giant pit. It's missile silo.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
But your pool is there at the bottom of that pit.
Yes, it still hurt when you land in pool, though. No. Then you clean pool, or then Yorick clean pool, and Yorick be upset, but Yorick clean pool anyway.
I don't think we'll be throwing a lot of people into the pit.
Please tell Yorick if you do so.
If
Yorick
if we
not
do,
in pool.
We'll let you know.
Excellent. But the holding cells we have about six of them. There are six more. They no work right now. But we have six. They nullify non metahuman powers.
Okay. You know?
Yes. Brought technology over from Soviet Union. And let's see. We also have. I tell you about hangar. I tell you about. Tell you about cells, Jim. We do have infirmary with full diagnostic medical setups for any kind of surgery that is necessary. Is good. Yorick is good at patching people up. Not as good as say brain surgeon, but Yorick willing to give things a try. We also have laboratory for doing all kind of spectrographic analysis of other things. It can be a laboratory for chemical and physical experiments. Is also good, armed with most state-of-art technology for doing various things.
Do you do the analysis yourself?
Yorick is okay with analysis, but Yorick never so good at math.
Okay.
Computers do most of work. Yorick also very proud of library he developed here. Has good Soviet books, also a large collection of American spy novels.
Okay.
Yes.
Thought there'd be Westerns. No Westerns?
No Westerns. No. I like American spy novels.
American spy novels.
Yes.
Okay.
How many bedrooms?
Can I check out your library?
How many bedrooms? Well, barracks and other suites down here. Yorick prepare... Maxwell tell me I need to prepare five rooms just in case, so I prepare five rooms. Good-sized rooms, comfortable beds, state-of-the-art mattresses that imported from Soviet Union.
Alrighty.
The same mattresses, same type of mattresses I sleep on when small boy.
Well, I'm sure they're very comfortable.
Yes. We also have separate power system with solar energy, wind energy, and also a geothermal tap that I put in last week. So we have good
social. The mood struck you, or I'm just sort of curious here.
I had a weekend.
Oh. All right.
Yes. So we have geothermal energy that hopefully help heating problem too. It gets cold down here sometimes. Very lonely too. It would be nice to have guests. Anyway, we also have, as you see, security system fully armed and capable with defense grid. The entire grounds is the entire 5 mile 5 mile radius grounds is under surveillance as well as supersonic detection and vibration in ground, as well as it keep track of things, maybe drilling or you know, large aircraft or even sometimes small aircraft landing. There are also turrets on ground that can be activated with simple switches from security office or from main control room. We also have workshop, which is where Yorick is generally. I fix things. I like to fix things. So if you have things broken, Yorick fix. Another new thing I put in is self-repair. So if hole in wall, generally little robots should fix. Any questions? Do you want throw rugs? I mean, this is home for Yorick, home for you. You make nice as well.
You to mind if I use your library?
To stay out of Yorick room.
Which one is yours?
It's the one that says Yorick room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we have a couple of minutes? See what we can do about that. Analyze it.
What is it?
It's probably something. Well, my guess is that it's something that you mix with C4 to make the C4 more powerful.
Right. You might take a look at.
Was used in a. We had someone who got stuffed with C4 and
yes,
wanted
C4.
To do a building.
Like in Die Hard.
Yeah.
But no stuffing, it's the right. C4 in Die Hard.
More like in The Dark Knight.
What is Dark Knight?
Right, more like Die Hard.
Yes, Die Hard. Yeah. Good film. Good American action movie.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Movie collection over there.
In... You have Laserdisc, I see. That's...
No, those are video disc.
Ah, I see. Don't see that a lot.
It's state of art. Huh? Have to clean needle now and again. Also upgraded. Found VCR several years ago. Upgraded to VHS. Although Betamax, I still think win.
Nice.
But yes, and you say library you wish to use, I show you library. No problems. Can I get any of you anything? Do you need vodka? Do you need potatoes? Do you need anything else edible? Spam, for instance.
Vodka.
Might have leftover turkey.
No, that's fine. Vodka would be fine. And show us our rooms, please.
Very well.
Is the kitchen upstairs the only area for preparing any kind of food?
No, you can prepare food up there, but Yorick not prepare food there. Yorick prepare food in real kitchen down here.
Okay, where's the real kitchen?
I will show you a real kitchen.
What do you do to get your news around here?
Oh, Yorick has satellite. You just turn on dial.
Okay.
Every TV has, every room has television. It's state of art, you know, color television.
That's great.
Goes over to a wall, and there's a like a tube TV that is set in the wall, and it has several knobs. Clicks it on, and it goes, doom. And then it goes on, he's like, all right, chunk, 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 chunk. It's good, I get satellite. I get to watch Russian TV whenever I want. And also, American sports.
Is that all you get?
Oh, no, there are other channels, but why watch them? Dial only goes up to 13.
Okay. Do you have a lot of these TVs?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Every room.
We'll have to...
Including bathrooms. Yorick install.
We'll have to talk about my room. I'm going to need some TVs.
You want a room with lots of TVs. All right, Yorick, take care of. Do you want big TVs, small TVs?
Don't care. Lots
Don't
of
care.
TVs.
Lots of TVs. Yorick has several TVs he can put in there for you.
Okay.
Who would like them in wall or outside of wall?
In the wall is fine.
In wall. Excellent.
Bathroom facilities?
Bathroom facilities. We have recycling bathroom facilities that take care of waste in very efficient manner. I show you bathrooms. Every room, every floor at least has one bathroom, but rooms, I give you rooms with private bathrooms. With actual showers that have water.
Showers with water are great.
Yes. Yorick, make sure well is very full. Water processing is very, very efficient here.
Okay, good. Got a great place here, Yorick.
It's your place now to. It's your place now to.
So, how do you know Max?
Max and I work together now and again. He asked me for help occasionally. He helped me out back in 1984.
What happened in 1984?
Oh, that's when I defect.
Ah.
It was hard leaving Mother Russia, but must be done.
But hey, like you said, at least you can watch Russian TV whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. And eat Russian spam.
That was... 1984 was 34 years ago, by the way. So.
And so you've moved in here and you've pretty much stayed here ever since?
Well, yes. No need to go elsewhere. KGB could find me, you know.
Not sure you really need to worry about that so much right now.
You always have to worry about KGB. They're very sneaky.
Well, they were, yeah.
Anyway, here are rooms. He takes you into your rooms, and really there's something out of, they're actually not too bad. They are, actually, there's, you go into the room, and there's like a sitting area, so there's like a den type of thing, and then there's, through an archway into the next room is, the bed, and it's a big king-size bed, and off of that is the bathroom. And the bathrooms are, it's very utilitarian, but they do have a full bath and a full, full sinks, full everything. I mean, and so it looks like that he has come through here and cleaned it up a bit. But I mean, we are talking very definite lines, very minimalistic tile of type of surroundings. And it's definitely still vintage 70s and 80s style stuff, probably with some 60s stuff thrown in there for good measure. So
slowly updating that.
Yes.
So you don't really watch a lot of TV, do you?
No, Yorick keep busy with other things. But Yorick liked that Cartoon Network. It's good. And Nick at Night shows good television. American television.
Yeah.
I Love Lucy.
I have seen the entire run of I Love Lucy 37 times.
It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yorick seen it more than that, but it's good.
I was doing other things at the time, but yeah.
Do not pay attention to Lucy. She's funny with the chocolates.
She is funny.
Favorite episode. Anyway, here are rooms. All of your rooms are pretty much the same, except for yours, which has a waterbed.
Sweet.
Like, Yorick have issue with the mattress in here, something living in it, so you have waterbed. Hope that's all right.
Yeah.
Don't think anything living in waterbed.
I can stay in her room, so.
You stay in her room. You married? Yorick can marry you. He is ordained.
Not married.
Got certificate off of internet.
You have the internet.
Yes. We wireless.
What's living in here?
What's living in here?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a raccoon.
Did you...
How did a raccoon get down here?
Yorick not know.
We'll just keep this, the two rooms for now.
Very well. Waterbed very comfortable. Was Yorick's.
Okay. I'm also going to need net access in my room.
Oh, we have full wireless here. Wireless in. It is good.
Great.
Oh.
So TVs and wireless in.
Yes. State of the art, like I say. I do my best. But none of fiber optic, it only fad.
You keep doing your thing there, man.
Alright. Well, you might need to update.
Is there...
And he will take you to the kitchen.
Okay.
He leads you into the kitchen, and it is a full kitchen. And it looks to be more of a commissary type of kitchen that he's done some conversion to. It has four wall ovens and several stovetops, like, set into the island. There's a big basin sink. It's actually a fairly nice kitchen, you know, circa 1987, you know, styling.
Is it all spam?
Is it all spam?
Well, the pantries are stocked full with lots of non-perishable foods.
You check
all of them, and it looks like they were all canned in about 1984. There are several empty
that
ones
has
now.
To be delicious.
They're supposed to last 73 years.
Do we get cell signal out here?
Cellular signal? No. Cell phones only, Fred. We under 90 tons of steel. No cell phones down here.
True.
We'll have to find a different way for them to get a
movie theater is over there.
Do you have an arcade?
What is arcade? You have to tell me what arcade is, and I build you one.
Video games.
Video games.
Ah, like Space Invaders.
Yeah, that'll work. You probably have Space War on the machines downstairs.
No.
No?
No. Pong is good.
Space Invaders.
I might have Atari system around somewhere.
That'll work.
But if you need other video games, if you bring Yorick to bring them to Yorick, Yorick hook up for you. Yorick
that
put in the arcade if you wish.
Alright.
You'll have to show me what arcade is.
I think we can work with that, Yorick.
Very well. Is there anything Yorick can do for you right now?
Okay, how does Max usually contact you?
Max usually phones.
Okay.
See big red light on walls?
Uh-huh.
It go on when the phone call comes in.
Okay.
Is there phones in each room?
Well, yes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to need to set use that line or set up a line that the various city officials can use to get a hold of us.
I'm dialing Max.
You don't even know Max's phone number.
It's in my cell phone.
So you know how to get the number out of your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. You have to dial 9 to get out or anything like that? Or?
No, just dial.
Is there any kind of meeting?
Oh, I thought it was a rotary.
Oh, yes, there is conference
room. It is.
Can meet in commissary if necessary. Meet whatever like.
Man, this place works. Because we are going to need to talk to you.
There is infirmary. There is movie theater. Put in bowling alley 3 years ago.
We have a bowling alley?
Yes.
Where's the bowling alley?
It's over here. It's on the four floors down on left. Knocked out some walls for it. It was good.
Okay.
Now we're going to need to get in touch with Maggie and go over this surveillance video. From the aquarium.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Garrick?
Yes.
Looking forward to hanging out with you.
I look forward to.
Do you sleep?
Of course, Yorick sleeps.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yorick work out hours, though.
Alright.
Can Yorick get anything else for you? Feel free to wander. Code on security doors is 13.
Okay. Do we have lifts down here?
Lifts?
Yeah.
Like elevator?
Elevators?
Like personal elevator to top? No, it's stairs. But you could take could take hangar lifts up to surface.
Okay.
Remember, elevator is decoy.
Elevator is decoyed, not right. One elevator.
I'm just, doesn't really bother me much, I guess.
One project of Yorick is
the poor schmuck having to walk 48 flights of stairs up from the bottom.
Who was supposed to be coming here, though?
Yorick is working on...
I fly.
Yorick is working on... Yorick is working on idea for...
stairs.
Yorick is working on idea for fast deployment to surface.
Yeah?
Yes. There are multiple ways to surface through various stairways, yes.
Okay.
How about a subway to the city?
I've been wanting that for a long time. Getting finalization on permits from state.
Okay.
Yes. Also working on tube system to get to surface very quickly, for those of you who fly.
All right.
You fly.
I got a thing... With really close spaces.
Yorick, paint your tube look like sky.
That would be good, but you also need to make it a little bit bigger.
Very well. Yorick, make big. How big you need?
8 feet,
12 feet. Yorick have various size little bits.
Okay. 22 feet.
22 feet. Right. Yorick have to put something together for that, but Yorick see what he can do.
You can make my room small.
All right, we'll do.
I'm used to size
spaces. Excellent. Is anything else Yorick can do? Yorick can do.
Nope.
I think we're good for now. Thank you.
I think we are. How do we get a hold of you? Is there like an intercom or something here?
Oh yes, intercom in our walls. Pick up phone. Dial 0 for operator.
Okay.
Yorick answer.
All righty.
Still calling Max.
Okay. Call up Max. And Trevor answers. This is Max Mars office. It's Trevor speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah. This is Cerberus.
Oh, Cerberus. How are you doing?
We're going to need an expense card.
All right. We've actually got that set up for you guys. What do you need?
Excellent. We're going to need food.
Food. Okay.
Lots and lots of food.
Okay.
That's not spam. Let me
patch you through to Max, and he can. He wants to deal with that stuff
first. Not spam part.
Not.
This is Max Cerberus. Is that you?
We need food.
All right. I take it the cuisine there isn't that appealing.
Not spam. Russian spam. You're now.
Can Grip do that gateway thing anytime, or is that
Hey, Grip. Gateway.
Put him on speaker.
Because if you guys can do that, we can actually get you
portal?
Stuff through. I could probably ship you stuff through that and get you stuff through that without huge issues. It'll be more secure.
So you can do like how big of a portal can you do?
It's about 6x6.
Yeah, you can do it.
So I can get you pallets of stuff, basically.
All right.
We need to set a. If we can, what we'll do, we'll work out a designated spot where we can deliver stuff, and you guys can get it into. Or you guys, if you can take it out of the back of a truck, that'd be great. And then we'll just set a spot for the truck to park, and you guys get it. And
that works.
You'll find a spot to. I think there's a hangar out there, so just have it delivered in there.
That works.
We'll set that up.
I can teleport stuff in, too. Between Grip and I, we can get stuff in. I just need to make sure we had money.
I'll get a pallet together, and we'll figure something out.
All right. He's just going to start listing stuff off. Okay. Food and just...
All right.
Random shit.
We need...
Bunch of food and squeaky toys.
We need some squeaky toys.
All right, I'm going to give you back to Trevor. Trevor's going to take all that. All
right, cool.
And we need some...
bacon.
At this point, you're not even listening. You're just rattling things off. Okay, yeah. We're going to need some bacon.
PlayStation 3.
I need a PlayStation 3.
Plasma TV.
And some pinball machines.
Okay. Any particular pinball machines? Or
all of them.
Don't listen to him.
And Blue Streak needs some new clothes because they all blew up.
Right.
That's true. I can't go out in public in this, can I?
We'll get you guys all set up.
Yeah, basically just a list of all the stuff we need.
Recording filtered by Cerberus.
I'm going to veto the really stupid stuff he does, like 20 pinball machines and that kind of stuff.
No problem.
We need, I need the scarf from Doctor Who.
The real scarf, which season?
The Tom Baker one.
Well, he did 7 seasons. Which one?
All of them.
Okay.
And.
Yeah, you are such a sweet robot. Thanks, baby.
I need all copies of Highlander 2, including the originals.
Dumped into a volcano.
No, you guys have a geothermal tap.
True.
Just toss it down.
What happened to your nose?
I don't know. We were thinking about that. I don't know. I don't know what happened to her nose.
All right.
Dog stuff.
Basically the stuff.
I have a theory as to what happened, but I really don't.
Okay. Trevor will diligently take it all down for you guys.
All right.
If you don't, I do put a stop to the random crap.
Yeah.
Basically, he lists off anything that was in his room. Well,
our room that was in the arcade, food, not spam, and then like some random shit for him and whatever Grip needs.
I'm gonna like, we don't need the stuff from the arcade.
We will
I
be
need
sure
to be
mention
entertained.
We should have mentioned to Trevor that before he orders anything that Cerberus mentions, he should talk to either he should talk to someone other than Cerberus first.
That's what Max told me to do.
Okay, good.
Max told me that whatever Cerberus tells me to do, I should check with you or check with Blue Streak immediately thereafter to see what he really needs.
Okay.
That is excellent advice.
That is good.
And the only people who have actual access to the expense account is the two of you.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's good.
We don't know Grip too well, so obviously.
Boom. I don't think that Grip would be a problem, but...
That's fine.
Yeah.
But yes, I need your final authorization on any purchases. We generally can get you... We can get you guys anything within reason. So. Anything that's legal.
Something
fine.
Or some things that might be illegal, I don't know.
All my stuff is illegal.
Depends on the people we call.
I need an Egyptian mummy.
So I can grind it up for medicine. Preferably a royal mummy.
We're having kind of a theme evening. We're having a mummy unwrapping party. Which was actually a real thing.
Yeah.
And a narwhal.
Pottered narwhal horn.
No, I'll do that part myself.
Working replica Terminator.
All right. Now that that's all taken care of, what's your guys' next step?
I think we need to contact Maggie and set up a time to review the surveillance footage.
Alrighty.
And did you ever call the guy back?
We need to call the agent.
We also need to call the Agent
Sanchez and the Crown Prosecutor Desmond Paulson called.
Okay. Who wants to call Agent Sanchez and who wants to call the prosecutor?
I'll call the prosecutor. I need to talk to him anyway.
Oh, okay. Then I will call the special agent.
And I will be right back.
All right.
Ha! Now we can talk about Tracy.
Excellent.
He probably doesn't even listen to this. We could say pretty much whatever we wanted.
It's true.
You want me to go check out the aquarium?
We should probably all do that. We need to talk to Maggie first and see the surveillance video.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty. So you're calling up the Crown Prosecutor. Okay. Probably get midday at this point. So you call him up. You call up his number, and his secretary puts you through.
Okay.
This is Desmond Paulson. How can I help you?
Mr. Paulson, this is Crimson Bolt from the Irregulars.
It is a pleasure to finally talk to you guys.
And you too, sir.
I look forward to working with you guys as much as possible over the my tour of duty, really.
Excellent.
I've spoken to a Detective Buckner who has some interesting things to say about you guys, but...
Yes, she does. And not all of them in English, or yes, so I'm told. Yes.
But I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty keen on keeping politicians out of things, so...
Works for me.
And doing our best to handle things in a legal fashion and deal with them as they arise. So I would love to meet with you guys at some point. I've spoken to the warden over at lockdown over at Buckner Ridge, and he has agreed to let you guys come in under standard security practices to talk to Neutron Fist and this Mr. X that you guys brought to them not too long ago.
Okay.
And he just needs a good 24 hours notice to get them ready.
Okay.
I'll warn you. I mean, it is a super powered prison. You guys are going to be going into a pretty heavily guarded facility, and they're pretty strict about security there for obvious reasons. So
right, I would hope so.
Yes, but they're more than willing to let you guys talk to them. So
all right, good. All right, so I'll contact him to make those arrangements. There is one other thing.
Call me when you're ready, and I'll give him a call and get it all set up.
Okay. There is one other thing I need to talk to you about briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have to pause for a minute because I can't remember exactly the name, but I remember the... basically, I agreed to call and talk to the prosecutor about the...
The guy from the Dukes.
The guy from the Dukes who helped us out. So I don't remember his name.
Sure.
And I don't remember the specifics around that.
Sure. It was the... Yeah, I know what you're talking
right,
about.
Right. So anyway, there's so-and-so.
Bob Smith. Gotcha.
Bob Smith. I'm not saying that you need to pardon him or anything. Obviously, he's a criminal. He deserves whatever he gets. However, I wanted to point out that he was... he did cooperate. Willingly and was quite helpful.
All right.
And it would be great if you could take that into consideration when dealing with him.
I will do so. Thank you for letting me know. But in the meantime, is there anything else I can do for you guys?
I don't think there was anything else from this guy. Nope, I think that's it.
All right.
We'll let you know when.
Well, here's my direct line, and here's my cell number in case you guys need me at odd hours. So,
got it.
Call me anytime, and I'll see what I can do if you guys need warrants or anything like that. Now, one thing I do want to talk to you guys about at next opportunity is I would like you guys to get two things. I know you guys have a hotline. Or should have a hotline set up soon as far as for tips from the public and whatnot. I'd like to have access to that from for police officials in case for various legal reasons.
Right.
I would also like to limit, quite honestly, the limit liability of the authorities, the limit liability of Justice City. We'd like to have you guys go through some sort of training program with the police, just so you can be properly deputized as Mounties.
All right, sounds good.
So,
all right,
but we'll get that done at the next opportunity. It's not a pressing issue. I've just been in contact with the police commissioner, and he would prefer that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. So. I do not think that is an unreasonable request.
Detective Buckner told me that I needed to that I should tell Cerberus that if he does this, he'll get a badge.
Okay, he'll be very excited about that.
That was one thing on the list. I want my police car brought out here.
You know, if you can open a 6x6 portal, we can probably fit the. We can probably fit the car through that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I like that police car.
The police car is probably totally wasted.
The police car is kind of flattened under, was flattened under a building.
As far as you know, it'll be the exact same police car.
True.
Police car just sets a show up and he'll drive it around up on top.
And I called a special agent.
Alrighty.
And he can't get in trouble out there.
Okay, yeah, I will pass all that on to you guys. Like, basically, at some point, we need all to go right. And
this is,
train the cops, and you'll get a badge.
Sweet. This is Special Agent Diego Sanchez.
Ooh, let's go.
They're
going to
make us Mounties.
Let's go do
Sanchez,
an app.
This is Blue Streak. Return to calls.
Let's go do it now.
It's good to finally meet you. How are your people doing, given the events of last night?
Better now than they were.
Better now than they were. All right. Find the information that he's going to give you here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He does. He sort of hits you with some small talk, obviously.
So, let's... how you doing?
And then he gets punched by servers.
So, what are you doing tonight?
So, any more evasive answers for us?
So, don't take this the wrong way, but what do you wear?
Well, I'm going to be your... I'm actually going to be your Aegis liaison. We've done your security checks, and I'm sad to say that none of you are going to be able to have direct access to our database.
I'm not surprised by that.
You'll be able to get information through me. I'm going to be your full-time liaison. I'm actually here in Justice City. They do have... we are setting up a satellite office out here. And right now, they've got me in an extended stay motel, so this is sort of where I am right now until they get me somewhere else.
A Motel 6?
Anyway, I wanted to call you guys. First off, let you know I'm here. Second off, here's my contact information. And two, we've got something we would like you guys to help us deal with.
Okay.
Hotshot Councilman Ray Gaglardi has gotten a bunch of death threats recently. And
what was the name?
Ray Gaglardi. G-A-G-L-A-R-D-I. He's gotten a lot of death threats recently. Normally these wouldn't make the hair on my neck stand up, but many of the threats have been written on paper that burst into flames a few seconds after they're opened.
That's a neat parlor trick.
We think it might be a hired super killer that's called Pyrestorm.
It's okay. Called Steve.
Steve. During the last week, Gaglardi has received three of these threats. Pyrestorm is a mercenary who first showed up about 4 years ago. He's supposed to be responsible for over 20 major cases of arson across Canada and the United States. People have only seen him from a distance, and no superhero has ever fought him. Eyewitnesses describe him as 8 feet tall, as an 8 foot tall, man-shaped bonfire.
Oh, this will be fun.
Apparently, he leaves these sealed messages at places he plans to destroy or to sign his handiwork when he has done the torch job. The lab rats figure he must have a power that lets him create combustible chemicals out of nowhere. Forensics suggests he also has demolitions training. We'd love to know more about this guy, especially who's funding him. But what we need right now from you guys is to help protect Gaglardi. Rolling Ray, as he is colorfully known, has a bit of a shady past. And about 30 years ago, his dad was an enforcer for the Galini crime family in Justice City. However, as far as we can tell, Ray's been clean for years. He supported Mayor Basker back in the days when it was unhealthy to do so, and it helped blow the whistle on former Mayor Simmons and his cronies. Now today, Gaglardi is a land developer with big plans for a redevelopment in downtown Eastside. It's a controversial project, but there's no evidence that he's corrupt, at least according to the corruption task force out there. Gaglardi is aware of the death threats and has agreed, albeit reluctantly, to allow us to put bodyguards in his home, and that's going to be you guys. We've got two goals here. One is to investigate the death threats and determine who is behind them. And the other, sadly, is babysitting. I mean bodyguarding. If the chief asks, it's bodyguarding. Just so you know.
Of course.
Mr. Gaglardi, his wife Patricia, and their 17-year-old boy Ian. Patricia is a former school teacher who is a big social activist, and it's really not inconceivable that she's a target. Ian is, according to what I'm finding here, is a problem kid. Just smart enough to get into trouble. He's had some discipline problems at school, and some of his friends are known drug users. In all likelihood, the kid is a casual user who keeps his nose clean at home, but uses at parties. Gaglardi is a key backer of the campaign to reclaim downtown Eastside, So I don't have to tell you how important it is that nothing happens to him or his family. It's a project that can help change a lot of lives for the better. So there's that at least. But as soon as you guys, as soon as possible, preferably tonight, we need you guys to start keeping an eye on him. He knows you're coming. We can have some agents out there. We have agents out there keeping an eye on him, but obviously we want some superpower backup there in case this pyre storm shows up and we can't handle it.
Okay.
And he'll give you the address and all that good stuff.
Yeah. We'll be there tonight.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what the content of the notes were? I mean, were they generic death threats? Did they specify anyone?
They were generic death threats. Nothing,
So they didn't list anyone specific?
No.
What were they addressed to?
They were addressed to Gaglardi.
Wear my anti-drug shirt. All right.
Well, I'm going to do some babysitting.
Okay. Any last-minute things you guys all want to do before we wrap things up tonight?
Quite honestly, I probably need to sleep. Nobody else does, but I do.
Okay.
Do you sleep?
No.
Oh, you sleep. How quaint.
How quaint. So it's probably good we have another bedroom, because, yeah. I will jump on the bed.
Okay. So...
on the waterbed?
At this point, essentially, you guys have the Gaglardi thing going on. Uh-huh. You've got the dinner party that is tomorrow. You've got the aquarium going down, the aquarium to investigate. Mm-hmm. See. And then there's the ongoing other stuff. But those are the three sort of
plus we need things. To make an appointment to talk to Mr. X.
Yes. And then look at talk to Mr. X and talk to...
And,
yeah. Well, that's part of the aquarium thing. That's all part of the aquarium thing in the video.
Right. But it sounds like tonight we need to go do some babysitting.
Yeah. I would say this... afternoon, after I've slept some.
Yes.
I can go over there first, and you guys can come later if you want.
Okay.
I don't sleep, so...
We should do the surveillance thing in the aquarium before all of the evidence at the aquarium is gone, and then that evening we can go over to...
All right. Yeah, we can do that.
So, when we pick up next time, you guys will be heading off to the aquarium then? Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll see where you guys go. And that's where we're going to end it tonight. So,
yeah, I was thinking about telling him that he's only received 3 death threats in the last week. Call me when he's receiving death threats daily.
It's not. It hasn't escalated to the point where I care yet.
All right. Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.